stainless steel and aluminum inline scooter. They're pretty cool. And I know these guys that had these little hop-up kits for them. So you could hop it up so it will go fast enough to really get dangerous. Sleek looking.
Souping it up.
And just a piecer to ride. The Razor Rollerboard Scooter. Available from Sharper Image.
Get the hell out of here with that thing now! Christ!
Visit one of their stores or go online. Sharperimage.com.
Wait, try to catch his little bastard. I'm going to kick him right in.
He's bringing back your memory. If you live on Long Island, man, every neighborhood had the kid.
Dad, right?
Had the kid with the stupid moped or the motor or the mini bike.
Yeah, with Dad raking, he's like, me, me.
Ah, slow down.
All day.
Long Island memories, cool man.
Too. He was also the guy that would stop like in the middle while you're playing a stickball game.
Yeah.
And he'd tell me, and he'd get off the bike, and you go, oh no, it's the moped guy, get off this bike. Give me the bat, faggot. You have a cigarette dangling from his mouth. Pitch the ball, faggot, pitch it.
Take a swing.
And he would look horrible swinging. Pitch it good, boy, kick your ass. This game is for fairies.
He would take off.
He'd always have a dribble of snot in his nose, but he couldn't say nothing because he was too tough.
Because he'd beat you up.
Yeah.
That's funny. Another Long Island memory. Thank you, Jim.
Two brothers in jail.
The Razor Rollerboard Scooter from the Sharper Image. Give them a call, 1-800-344-4444, or go online. Sharperimage.com, the Razor Rollerboard Scooter from Sharper Image.
If you want to drive your dogs a complete insanity, go to Razor.
I can't live anymore.
Come on, get up! Get inside! Get inside! If you come down here with that goddamn scooter one more time, I'm calling the cops! My God! Get inside! Get inside! God damn it! He's gonna get my gun! God damn, he's gonna give him a goddamn heart attack! Call the cops, Henry! Call the cops!
I'm calling the cops, you son of a bitch! Alright, calm down, Chester, calm down.
Alright, Pete, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Sit. Stop it.
The choke collar. They got it by the choke chain. I can't even do it.
Jesus Christ, knock it off, he's gonna die. Call the goddamn police now. He doesn't even live here. I want him arrested. This is ridiculous. He doesn't even have a license.
Anthony's left the studio. Come back.
Oh my God.
You're killing me. You are effing killing me. Mike, what's going on?
Oh my God. I can't believe this. I gotta run to the bathroom. This guy's amazing.
Brewer's hilarious. Jesus. He's hilarious.
You're the man, Brewer. God bless. God bless all of you.
All right, Mike.
I can't friggin' breathe, okay? Brewer's spitting up. Oh, my God.
You got to do that on stage. Yeah, that's great. The visual's even better, man.
Stop it! The goddamn... What the hell is going on? The goddamn animal from across the way, his mother don't give two crap because she's never around. He's got that brand new scooter for Christ's sake. No, I'm taking it. Knock it off!
Our dog's name was Mookie. Mookie! Mookie!
You are a Met fan.
Knock it off! Mookie! Knock it off!
God damn. That is classic.
That and the same time with you get the same results from fireworks. Remember fireworks?
Yeah.
Hey! I'm calling the cops, goddammit, on each and every one of you. My dog has been under the goddamn bed for 3 hours now, and if you give him a heart attack, watch the roof, you son of a bitch, if my roof goes on fire. Do you understand me?
That's Long Island, though, man. That's Long Island. In all those neighborhoods, they'd have their own fireworks display right in the middle of the street.
And the poor one dog.
the screaming old lady, though. Everyone had them.
One family left that one dog alone.
You are killing me with the dog. With the choke collar. That's all it would sound like. Chris, what's going on?
Have some water.
Dude, you've got to get him out of there. I'm standing in the middle of the street laughing my effing figs off. I'm going to get creamed by a minivan.
Well, he's puking right now from playing the dog. So.
Dude, you got stuck, but you stuck good.
All right, Chris.
Oh, man, I can't even breathe.
What are we in the middle of? Oh, the Sharper Image, Andrew. The Razor Rollerboard Scooter.
I totally forgot.
You can win by visiting any New York area Sharper Image store and filling out an entry blank. Each store will give away 5 razors on Sunday. No purchase necessary. Winner need not be present. It's the Razor Rollerboard Scooter from the Sharper Image.
Oh, I love that bit. And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show for today.
Let's give out the phone number. Cameraman, please move away from my phone number. Thank you. 877-692-1027. We have Fox News in the studio today, Anthony.
That's right.
Doing a little piece on the radio show.
In-depth expose on the Opie and Anthony Show. Always a treat when we have news in on our show. Yeah. Opie spilled his guts in an interview today.
What did I do?
Well, you had to bring up back in school. I don't even know how this came up. Back in school to get attention. Usually you'd tell jokes or kind of be funny or something. You were a class clown, but for the fact that you used to peel gum off the bottom of desks and eat it.
For lunch money, yeah. I felt like I had to give Fox something today.
You were like
something we haven't given all the other media outlets.
A suburban school version of a crack whore.
Pretty much.
You're getting the laughs and money by eating gum off of the bottom of the desk.
I've always been about getting a reaction, Anthony.
Yeah, well.
Yes, of course.
I would get it.
It was a bad reaction, but you're going to hear this on Fox in a few days. But basically, when class got really boring, I would make sure a lot of people were looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would reach under the desk, pull out a nice hard piece of gum, rip it off the bottom of the desk, and eat it for lunch money.
What if it was snot?
It was...
That, like, you know what goes on under desks? Snot, earwax.
I'd rather not...
Bloody boogers.
I'd rather not think about
it. Yeah, well, it's disgusting.
This is years ago. And then the whole classroom would freak out, and the teacher would turn around, and I would act like, what? I'm just sitting here learning about some science.
And everyone would laugh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they were definitely laughing at me, not with me, though.
Great way to get attention.
So I shared that with Fox today. That'll be fun. My parents are going to be proud.
And other
Your
things.
Parents must be proud.
cat fighting today, too. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Well, we should continue with this Fox thing. They made us do the stupid walk.
Oh, we had to do the walk
from our office
the hall
to the studio.
So you could see that. Are you going to get the little the meters on the board? You know, they show the little meters going, doo-doo, and you'll have a little voiceover and the shiny red buttons on the board.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's usually a good thing.
I'm sure they'll add that to the piece.
And then you need the radio, the digital radio inside the car, and it's got to be tuned to the radio station here in New York. That's always a good thing.
The camera is like a foot away from your head right now.
Yes. Hi. I know. It's a little...
A little distracting, sir.
Yeah, just a tad.
Sir, who's a big fan of the show. Sir.
No one ever wants to fess up to that, though.
So, that was fun.
Yeah.
We did that before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to welcome our new affiliate, Anthony.
Brand new. Brandy shiny new affiliate.
Columbus.
Columbus, hello.
Columbus. The ONA virus is spreading all over the place, and it's now in Columbus.
Don't worry, Columbus.
On the
You'll
big,
grow to love us.
On the Big Wazoo.
The Big Wazoo.
The Big Wazoo, the real rock station. Another rock station to the Opie and Anthony family.
That's good. Well, we love it.
We so win in the end, it's not even funny. Who's going to C-block us now that we're on like four or five rock stations? We're going to have every single artist we want on our show.
You think so?
Without a doubt.
Well,
we had a couple more rock stations. You watch who ends up in this studio jamming with us. You watch.
I'll believe it when I see
it. We've been C-blocked for 3 years by the midget across the street here in New York, and he's going to lose this game. Look at that. We win again. Whoops.
He's laughing, yet you talk about midgets. The only bands we really have on this show are midget bands.
That band was fine.
Dwarves, yes. Yeah, I know. They kicked ass.
The Little Kings, right?
Columbus.
So hi to Columbus.
Hi. And don't worry about it. I can hear him already. Dude, I've heard you now. You've been on the air for 11 minutes. You suck. Get off. You will grow to adore us.
That's right. Just give us time. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Opie. On your trip to the studio, were you riding your scooter?
Oh, no. I gave that to Extra.
You got to give him that shot, man.
I gave that one to Extra, coming down to the studio on a scooter.
We don't ride the scooters from the office anymore.
Extra didn't air it, though, so you got to do it again.
For Fox?
Yeah.
No.
You're going to ride the scooter.
I'm not riding no scooter down to the station.
It looked really stupid.
Huh?
It looked
That's
really stupid.
That's why they
stupid.
Didn't use it, thank God. So, all right. Thanks, Joe.
All right, me crab.
Meat crab, right.
Meat crab.
Anthony, we should start by playing some reaction calls from Cleveland. We started up in Cleveland yesterday on Extreme Radio.
Right.
And I guess they have a comment line. Would you like to hear some of the comments from our first show in Cleveland?
I guess we have to. Now, this is one day in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I guess not many positive reviews coming in after a day.
Oh, they hate us. Oh, do they hate us in Cleveland already?
It takes a while. You know, when you do that first skin popper of heroin, you might not enjoy it. But before you know it, you're selling grandma's silverware to buy more. That's what this show is. You're not going to like it at first.
Give it time.
Right.
But one guy was so obsessed with our show, he called the reaction line or whatever they call it in Cleveland, I don't know, five or six times. He listened to the whole show, even though he hated our guts.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
It's pretty entertaining, so let's go to that now. If you need me to stop this, just tell me, okay?
You've reached the extreme comment line. Leave your comment after the beep.
Whoever these morons are and you got on during the afternoon, get them off the air. They suck royally, these two assholes. Get them off the air because it's boring. You should play more extreme radio and get these guys off the air. I like how it was you didn't have no talk show. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dick.
Okay, you guys are like starting to suck, man. You're like every other radio station with bull. We want to hear some extreme new music, not some extreme retard.
Extreme retard.
So we got to like listen to stupid talk show. We're the host of music. Hey, you guys almost had a pretty good station going for
not close.
You suck. Hello. I guess some of us isn't so bad between the hours of 3 and 7. I suck. Play some f***ing music. And my daughter wants to know, why do we have to listen to 105.7?
Why, I say? Because 92 sucks now.
Hey, what's up, man? You guys f***ing rock, man. Let me tell you something. You know what I appreciate about your station? You play good f***ing music every day, man. It's all good. And you know what? You don't have a pompous jackass talking on the radio about himself, because that's the last thing I want to hear. I just want to hear the music, man. Play the commercials, fine. Give me the weather, fine. But don't put jackasses on the radio talking. I want to hear the music, man. All right.
That was almost a positive, right? I didn't know where he was going at first, and then, yes, it was an insult.
Yeah. What's up with you guys? My dad's making me listen to the oldies because you're playing a bunch of fruitcakes talking on the radio station.
Fruitcakes?
Come on, where's the music at?
She was a hoa.
I just want to leave you guys a quick comment. I'm the same guy that called in and left a message asking what circles when a buzzer died once in the past. I got one new comment for you. It took MMS 30 years to screw up the best station in Cleveland. You guys did it in a f***ing month.
Ouch.
This Opie and Anthony f***ing sucks. To answer their question from the radio commercial, if they're so bad, how come they're on in 20 cities? Because idiots like you guys keep putting them on the f***ing air.
Is that a consultant? Is that a radio consultant?
I think that's our own boss here in New York, Ken Stevens.
Ouch.
How long is their goddamn contract for? How long do I have to put up with this? The only thing I've not liked about you guys being in town was I missed the Slat show in the afternoons. Guess what? I got to hear it today, because that sucks.
All right, I'm feeling good.
It's worse than Alien Ant Farm.
We're worse than Alien Ant Farm, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I just called in with a minute ago chastising you guys for putting these Opie and Anthony on the air, talking about how MMS took 30 years to ruin the best station in Cleveland. You guys took a month. One qualifier I want to put on that. If these assholes are only talking in between the music, it's not that bad. I heard a song since that on the way home. All I heard was them talking no music. That's not as bad. It's just, how does New Year's station for music? Not some talking about people eating licking bloody just gross. Play some music in between it, it's okay. Don't play no music. Take your station off the air.
He can't even describe what we were talking about without being beeped.
There's some promise with this guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of the messages, he completely hated us.
Yeah.
Now he's like, well, they're not too bad as long as they play in between the records.
Oh, between songs.
But he's we're growing on him already.
Oh, do you think?
A little bit.
Please.
I feel it. I feel it.
I wasn't feeling him.
Just a bit.
No way.
Hey, don't even f*** up your good radio with these two idiots talking all day. I want to hear music, okay? You guys are doing so great. We want music from you people. Don't f*** it up, please. Thank you.
Yeah. How long is that talk show, Opie and Anthony, going to be on?
It's the same guy. Listen to the whole show.
Oh.
Talk about f***ing the mullet, man. You guys are going to lose a lot of f***ing listeners with those f***ing on. Opie and Anthony, suck the mullet, man. Where'd you get those f***ing from? Goddamn bunch of f***ing losers.
You know what? I like that guy. I think he's got
right.
some potential.
He's got potential.
He'll be on board.
Yeah.
It was the same damn call. Yeah, listen to Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, I'm in New York, and I remember when you guys started, I was saying the same stuff because I miss the rock music, and now I'm a dedicated fan listening every day.
Right. Where's on, Paul? Mike. Where's Paul's call from NEW when we first came to New York years ago? It is a carbon copy of everything you're hearing.
Of what we just heard.
I mean, exactly the same.
Yo, get these jackasses off. Open knee and amphenomenomeny.
Shows you how much they know, because now you're syndicated in 22 markets and you guys still rock.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Oof.
Yeah, I got an interesting story to tell later about one of our new affiliates coming on board.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. You're gonna die when you hear this one. Ashley, what's going on?
Yeah, just wanted to call from Cleveland. I said I love your show. It's hilarious.
Oh, thanks, Ashley.
Hey, look at that.
And I hope you stay on.
Well, we're going to stay on.
Oh, we'll be there.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this a call from like 3 years ago?
Yeah, this is Paul.
See if you can tell. It's the same calls you just heard.
Now we can't lose them.
Hello, NEW.
Yes. Hi. Is it the program director?
No.
Who's this? Oh, okay. No, I just have a little bit of a complaint.
All right. Who's this?
Well, no. Hi. My name's Paul. The two gentlemen that are on the radio now.
Paul, I'm just an intern. Let me get the program director you want.
Yeah, or somebody, please.
Okay, hold on a minute, please.
I just want you guys to...
Engineering.
Hi, engineering. How are you? Can you guys do me a favor?
What's the
problem? I'll give you guys $100 cash under the table to pull a plug on them two blabbermouths. Come to play some music.
Oh, you want programming? This is engineering, sir.
Oh, programming, please.
Oh, please hold.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, do me a favor. I'll give somebody in programming, whoever it is, I'll give them like $500 under the table to shut these guys up for a little while, play some music or something.
What are you talking about? This is the Jock Lounge.
This is whose house?
The Jock Lounge.
Oh, the Jock. Oh.
Where the DJs hang before they go on the air.
Oh, no, they keep chancing me around. I want to talk to somebody. I mean, these guys are a little bit ridiculous today. You know, let them, if they call themselves disc jockeys, let them throw on some discs.
All right, hold on a minute. You want the PD or the general manager?
I guess the program director would be fine. I'm not going to bother the general manager.
Maintenance.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hello.
That's great. You guys are great. Okay. Very funny. That's pretty cool.
Maintenance.
But, yeah, you guys keep ping-ponging me around. Is there any way to shut those two dudes up?
You won programming, sir.
Sure, why not? I'll hang out and play the game. Go for it.
Programming.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to get, talk to somebody to keep Tweedledum and Tweedledum just a little bit quieter and play some more tunes. Is that possible?
Who's Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
No, Tweedledum and Tweedledum. Them two yahoos you got blabbering on the radio, they sound like two old women from Long Island. Is there any way to keep them quiet, you two GJs? Just play a couple of more tunes? Is that possible?
So you're looking for programming?
I don't know who they got me looking for now. Where did I get now?
No, I apologize. We're having a problem with the phone system. Can you hold on one last second?
Hey, no problem. I'm cool.
All right, hold on.
You've reached 1-900 Suck My
Hot
Gay Male Sex. If you like big fists up your ass, stay on the line. You'll get a hot right in your mouth to blow all over that face of yours.
See, that it didn't it sound just like the
Cleveland calls?
The Cleveland calls. We've only been on in Cleveland for one day, and there you go. That's that's a call that came in 3 years ago when we first started in New York. And that guy, still listening to our show, and he's now on the line. Crazy Paul, what's up?
Yeah!
See the difference?
This is my worst friggin' nightmare.
See, this is the guy.
First of all, you gotta understand something. People in Cleveland, Philly, understand something. When these guys came to New York, we didn't know what we were getting. They promoted them as disc jockeys. You guys already have from the get-go. You know what you're getting. You're getting the best goddamn show in America. With imbeciles like me helping out, and Psycho Mark, Ben, and of course that friggin' son of a bitch, Earl. I'm gonna kill you, Earl! Anyway, Cleveland, deal with it. You're gonna have to. You're going to be closet fans like I was. I started calling up a couple of months later under 74 different names. I love these sons of bitches.
All right, Paul.
See?
Thank you. Thank you,
Peace
Paul.
Peace out, Roadshow.
All right. Thank you. See, that's the guy that called up that was offering money to shut us up when we first got here.
And now look at the enthusiasm.
It's like falling asleep next to the bean pod in the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You fight it and fight it so hard, but when you wake up and you've been sleeping next to the bean pod, everything's fine.
Right.
And you hate the people that haven't slept next to the bean pod yet. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Lisa, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call from Cleveland and let you guys know that I think you're wonderful. Friends of mine from New York City have been sending me tapes of your shows, and I love you for years.
Softening up the beaches.
Yes, yes, yes. And I wanted to tell you, those people that are calling and complaining can't be true Clevelanders.
All right.
They have to be from somewhere else.
Well, the guy wanted to hear his Pantera.
And we weren't
giving him his Pantera. So.
Well, you know, he probably needs a lot more than Pantera.
All right, Lisa, thank you.
All right, thanks. Enjoy.
Right, it's rough for some people when they're used to music. You know, and then all of a sudden we're talking for 4 hours, and they're not used to it.
That's all
something
right.
New.
It's all right. It'll catch on. If it doesn't, there's plenty more radio stations to check out.
We all know that. Anthony, I got to play Brother Joe's parody. It's unbelievable how much email we're getting. And, you know, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes, but we should play this before we go to break. Everyone remembers the DMX song, right?
Yeah.
Joe did a James Taylor version.
If James Taylor would have done, y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Right, so I'm gonna play a little bit of DMX just to get everyone on board, and then I want to, you know, follow it up with Brother Joe's version of the song done if James Taylor was doing it. Okay,
right.
So here's DMX. You know this song.
Who doesn't? Gee, you hear this at every sporting event.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
There's your goddamn music.
Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
My Piazza is dancing.
Cowards, and it's gonna be quick. I owe you, man,
there's new hair, though.
Suck my dick, and all the motherfuckers run with. Get done with, dumb quick. You're gonna poke the dog with some bumps. I say, go to click, click.
All right, we know the song, right?
I think we're all familiar with it.
I don't know what he's singing there, Anthony.
Yeah.
But your brother Joe, he knew exactly what the lyrics were to that song.
Oh, well, if James Taylor did it, you'd understand every word.
Here it is, same song if James Taylor was doing it.
Brother Joe.
It's a great little crossover version.
That's classic. Classic. All right, we have to take a break. This is the last day to qualify for our Moms I'd Like to F contest.
Yes, I'm looking at the website. My God, the competition's on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If you want to see our contestants that we have thus far, go to WNEW.com. But ladies, moms, if you think you're hot and you got something that you want to show us, come on down. We'll get your pictures up with the other contestants. The voting is going to start right after the show tomorrow. So, ladies, this is your last day to come down to show us what you got. We have a 5-day, 4-night trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to give away. Want to thank Spirit Airlines for helping us out with that, okay?
I thought we took the Keith the Cop pictures off the... Moms I want to...
Woodsy!
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey. You're on the radio, Woodsy. Let's go.
Let the cat fighting begin, baby.
And that's the other thing we're doing on the show today. Yes. Yes. Cat fighting, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
What? Hold on.
Dude, what's that?
What?
You guys look at Keith the Cop's picture?
Huh? What happened? I thought we were doing much better.
Hold on. You don't like that mom, Anthony? It's that. That's not a dad? Can I... I got to point something out to you.
Dude, you don't have to point out a thing.
Oh, that?
No. Yeah, what's going on down there?
I don't know.
That is, my friends, a camel toe.
No, that's worse. That's a T-Rex toe.
Looks like
Velociraptor toe.
Looks like she's smuggling a yo-yo.
Well, you know, we don't turn down any women that want to come in here and be in the contest.
Right.
The final word is with the listeners who will vote online for their favorite mom.
I think I can guarantee that that lady's not going to win the contest.
Win?
It's coming right for us.
All right, so moms, you got to come down. This is the last day to qualify. And Anthony, today on the show, cat fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, we got cat fighting. I'm really psyched for this. We saw some of the videotapes. It looks intense. We have the ring out there, all padded.
Some of our cat fighters are showing up already.
Melee, the one who basically called in and got us on the cat fighting boat, She's here. Her girls are probably about 10 minutes away from getting here, and we got like a bunch of amateurs showing up, too.
Yeah, we have one guy that's bringing down like seven teenage girls.
Seven chicks.
Teenage girls.
Well, we're going to have teenage cat fighting as well, so.
Why not?
We might as well start the festivities next, or at least, start talking to the ladies and see what they're all about, all right?
Sure.
Hello, Columbus. Thanks for joining us today. And, of course, Cleveland.
Buckle in.
Philadelphia, we didn't forget about you.
Put away your snack trays.
And Dallas.
Keep this upright position.
And Dallas and Chicago, if you're up this late listening to us, thank you very much.
Yeah.
They're on a little time delay in those cities. Toll free, 877-692-1027. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony. Wow.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free in New York, 877-692-1027. A little taste of Drowning Pool Bodies.
Taking our chances in here playing that.
The song I was destroying the office to earlier.
You have, like, mental problems.
What?
I don't know. We got the CD in, Drowning Pool, and Opie puts this song on, and you start heaving stuff around the office like a child. And you have no regard for people's safety or people's personal possessions.
What do you want me to do, slow dance or something?
No, can't you just, like, enjoy it? And you're picking up heavy objects. You threw a box or kicked a garbage can right into a stack of the DAT tapes and the CD machine. Rick got pissed and throws something back at Opie. It's like a friggin' play school in there.
You know what? I love getting on Rick, but I think Rick was enjoying it, especially when I was knocking the furniture over and stuff.
Ben's on the phone with
Ben
affiliates.
Was pissed off at
Ben
me.
Was Ben was very pissed.
You forget we work in an office. Somebody's back there dealing with these other cities. And the F is going on in the background. Opie proceeds to then try and throw that metal thing at me.
We're just trying to get psyched for the show.
Someone welded this big stainless steel paperweight.
I think it's iron, dude.
Things
that's
like it's
heavy.
It's stainless steel.
Yeah,
it's very heavy.
It's got to weigh what, 25 pounds? Seriously,
at least.
Yeah,
yeah. And Opie picks it up and just threatens to throw it at people. The guy, I don't know where this comes from.
Like I'm really gonna throw that at somebody.
Oh, see? Shut up! Look at everybody.
The boomerang.
Yes,
he threw a quarter or something right at me.
He'll throw something as hard as he can, and then when it hits somebody, he goes, I'm sorry.
What?
Oh,
he threw it back at me.
He threw a boomerang once. It's a friggin' boomerang. You can't tell where those are going to go.
Wait,
and it hits Ben in the knee.
Let's slow down. First of all, Ben.
You threw his stool and broke it one day.
I hit you with a dime yesterday.
Oh, what's the difference?
A cart didn't fire. He throws it at the huge wall of CDs.
Which
he got taken
again.
Out five CDs.
Hmm? You hit me with a cart like a year ago. You threw a cart across the room and nailed me over there.
You got like some kind of problem. Like I don't think you're weighing out the consequences of your actions until after you're done.
I was just getting psyched for the show today.
a great way to get psyched, destroying Rick's equipment. And
did you see that
Ben's on the phone?
Did you see the garbage can explode when I kicked the garbage?
It was a full garbage can. It was funny.
Who am I kidding? I was laughing because it wasn't me. It's funny because it's not me.
The funny thing about it is Fox is in here, Fox News.
Yeah.
And they wanted to roll some B-roll, they call it. You know, goofy stuff where they have you and I walking down the hall toward the studio, and they're like, hey, we want to roll some B-roll in your office.
No!
No.
You would have got a great shot today.
That's hard. First of all,
you'd see the report, and here is how they prepare for their syndicator radio show. There's
is
me
that
just
what you
losing,
sound like?
And there's me just losing my effing mind to Drowning Pool, destroying the office.
You ever hear of an air guitar, dude?
What? Yeah, play air guitar or something.
Yeah,
that's to go crazy.
That's like passe, the air guitar. You gotta like throw stuff. Whatever, it's Ben. Shut up.
Passe.
Shut up.
First of all, we couldn't allow the cameras in there because the pixelation crew would have their hands full. I don't think there's one wall you could videotape that wouldn't have to be edited in some way, shape, or form. We have our in here. There's what they used to call the largest rock and roll library. It's a bunch of CDs, a bunch of bands. We have the largest porn library in our office. It's just, we get sent pornography all the time. Tapes, pictures, DVDs, and an entire wall is dedicated to porno. Most of them empty boxes, because people at night pilfer them, put the empty box back, and you don't know until like a week later when you try to pilfer it that it's gone. But there's still plenty of porno. We could show you some if you want, Fox. We got Century Sex. It's a 100-year-old woman. Getting some for the last time, I think.
My personal
looks
favorite.
Looks like E.T.
My favorite is Granny Bang, Gangbang.
Granny Gangbang. Awful.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I was wondering when you get into some real places like D.C. and L.A. instead of like Columbus, which is like 30th in the nation.
Columbus is a cool market. Cleveland's a cool market.
Philly isn't a big market.
Hey, Cleveland's a mistake by the lake. We all know that. Come on, be honest.
I've never been to Cleveland. I'm not going to lie. Actually, I went to a Bills game. That's not true. About 10 years ago.
Yeah, and when are you going to get to D.C.?
I don't know. We're working on that.
I called the Ron and Fez show like last year and asked you when that. Like,
don't you worry, Mike. You just listen to the show and enjoy it.
Okay? Oh, I have been. It's your first year.
We're on some fine markets right now.
Get some better ones, okay?
How could you argue with the Big Wazoo in Columbus?
Right.
Well, the Big Wazoo, I can't argue with that. I'll admit it, but
you can't. See, go to their website. They got pictures of some hot interns.
I'm liking Keith's mom, though.
Keith's mom?
Yeah.
From yesterday?
Why not?
All right. Thank you,
Mike.
Talk
to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the carnage if our office was 60 feet underwater. Opie would just be out of control. He loves the submerged fighting.
We're going to replay that tomorrow when we take the day off.
Right.
The fight I had 60 feet under the water. Earl was at a sticker stop, and he's calling to tell us he's leaving.
Was it 45 minutes?
Is he really leaving?
Yes. Stop.
Do we have to explain Earl to more markets now?
It's self-explanatory when you put him on the air and he just brings the whole energy level down to zero.
Now, you're going to think if you're listening to this in another city that, you know, why should I listen to, a couple guys talk to a guy that's doing a WOW sticker stop somewhere in Jersey? Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's worth listening to. It's worth listening to. He's at, Progressive Brick, 190 Route 17 North in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. But don't go there because Earl's calling to tell us he's leaving.
Here it is, Entertainment Kryptonite, Earl.
It's our buddy, our pal, Black Earl.
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 Hello, guys.
Hey, you're leaving?
Hello, Columbus.
Earl.
Yeah.
You're leaving?
Can you wake me when this call's over? Oh, because I usually just have this narcoleptic fit when he's on the phone.
He couldn't make it. The shortest call in ever.
See, Earl does the sticker stops. He takes the show's van. We have like our own Scooby-Doo van. And goes to various locations to hand out WOW stickers. Whip them out Wednesday stickers. We'll explain later. And he goes there. He calls up to tell us where he is. We goof on him, he quits, and leaves. It's the same gag every... It's like his catchphrase is him just, I quit, and leaving. But he's serious right up until he gets back here. And then he comes back into the fold.
Then he realizes he doesn't really have a life without this place.
So where the hell would he go?
So then he doesn't quit, Ant.
But he hung up. Now, we don't know if he's leaving or not. Earl, you have to give the information.
All these other fine radio stations, you know, when they do the call-ins with the guy on the street, it's nice.
It's very professional.
Right.
They call up. Hi, guys. I'm here at whatever, located, wherever, and I'm going to be here until all the information. Earl's like, hello? I'm here. And
no, he calls to say he's leaving. So there's no reason for his call to begin with.
I was at a sticker stop.
Great. Great. It's really helping everyone out, Earl. Speaking of WOW sticker stops, Philly doing the first one today.
Oh, I wonder how that's going.
We got to check in with Melissa down there and see, because it should be interesting, all right? Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what's up?
There was a cat fight at my work yesterday between these two girls, and they were pretty rough. They they started at break time, and they were, I don't know what it was about, but they were slamming each other against walls, and there was blood on the floor.
Real fight?
Yeah. It was one chick was black and this other chick was Puerto Rican.
Right.
And so it was real, it was pretty gruesome. That one girl slammed the other girl's head into the wall and then they hit the window and then I think it was cracked and...
Aaron, can I cut in?
Yeah.
I hate to cut you off, but Earl is on the phone and, of course, we need the excitement of Earl on this program. All right?
All right.
Stay tuned for our own catfighting.
Yeah, that's coming up very soon. We're waiting for some of the ladies to arrive. They should be here very, very shortly.
Earl, thank God you're back on the phone.
Earl, what happened?
We had a minor problem.
So, Earl?
Yeah.
You're on in six cities.
What a dick. I'm quitting. What a dick.
What is wrong with this guy?
And management allows us day after day.
Equal opportunity employment.
Well, sure.
We would be down a schwoogie if Earl left.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
Inappropriate,
I did that for the reporter.
Inappropriate, look at her over there. We love Earl, but he's not doing anything to bust apart any stereotypes. Jesus Christ.
Oh, let's make believe he's here because he's not black. Okay.
Oh!
No one knows what Earl does in this building. Earl comes in every day for work.
Rick's
We've
laughing.
We asked him, what do you do, Earl? He goes, I do the public file. We're like, what is the public file? I don't even know what that is. Do you know what the public file is?
No.
And how long could it possibly take?
A year.
And then he goes to sticker stops 45 minutes later.
I gotta go.
Can we get him on the line one more time?
Yeah, possibly. No.
There he is. All right, here he is again.
All right, I'll try to be nicer.
Okay.
Earl.
Yes.
What's the problem today?
Is there a phone problem?
No.
Okay. You just keep hanging up when you hear something you don't like?
Possibly.
Okay. Earl, are you still at the sticker stop?
We're at 190 Route 17 North in Hasbrook Heights, Progressive Brick, handing out WOW stickers. And we got some T-shirts here as well. And that's pretty much the deal.
And when are you leaving?
We have to leave shortly because we have to get maintenance done on the van.
Oh, Lordy Lord! He's desperate! Do what he says! Do what he says!
Yeah, ha, ha, ha.
So you're calling us to tell us you're leaving in 10 minutes.
Well, you had me on hold for 45 minutes. What are you expecting me to do?
Help me!
What if someone is 15 minutes away from the sticker stop?
Well, I told Stinky off-air that we had to leave at 4 o'clock.
They're out of luck if they're 15 minutes away. They don't get their WOW sticker today.
And I told them, I said, to let the guys know that we're going to leave stickers inside a Progressive Brick. When you pull in, you go inside, check the store out, pick up the sticker.
Let's all go home and find a nice white woman to make love.
All right, so what's wrong with the van that you got to have maintenance done on it?
You name it. Got to get the air conditioning redone. We got to get new wiper blades put on. We got to get the oil.
Wiper blades.
The guts are shot.
Charcoal briquette.
Hey.
Couldn't we get
Oh, Tony Soprano, stop.
Couldn't we get these repairs done, I don't know.
Well, we got a long holiday weekend. This is the only time we could slide it in.
A Moulinian.
Jesus Christ. Earl, our fine website says that you're showing up at this sticker stop at 4. Not leaving at 4.
Well, we were told by our illustrious sales department to come an hour early.
Well, that's good. When we've been advertising, then you'll be there at 4.
That's what I said.
And when we're not on the air to promote the fact that you're going to be down there for an hour before we...
Well, like I said, you had me on hold. I called in at 3 o'clock. You had me on hold for 45 minutes.
Well, we had to get to the comedy, Earl.
Well, I know that.
I'm Big Dick Black.
All right. Earl, you know we're a syndicated show now.
Yes. You guys are the hot stuff now. I was going to say another word, and I caught myself.
Nigga, please.
No, stop it.
We're cakes for nothing.
All right, Earl. Thanks, I guess. Thanks for the effort today.
We bust our balls, and all we get is crap done.
Now we're having fun.
Earl?
Yeah.
What did I say? I said, thanks for the effort. Why are you reading into that? I said, thank you. Thanks for helping out the show. Thanks for the effort.
Well, you do have a sick, psychotic sense of humor, so I didn't know how to read it.
My stupid voice.
Oh, could you shut up?
I really appreciate that you put in 50 minutes today for our show.
So we try, guys. We really, really try.
It's mighty white of you to help us out today.
No, don't stop it.
Well, remember, Earl.
There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers.
See, that wasn't fair because I love that movie.
Thank you, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. All right, see? Earl's laughing now. All right, Earl.
All righty, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another fine job.
You know, I am not going to play the coon for six markets.
Translation, boring.
Too late.
I refuse to do that.
Refuse to do what, Earl?
I refuse to be the coon.
No, you're the HNIC.
I'm not that either.
All right, Earl. We're boring people.
Well, I apologize to the other markets.
What, and it's okay for New York and Philadelphia because they've been with us a little while?
No, they're used to it.
They're used to you already?
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone in Columbus, Ohio listening to you for the first time? Must be a treat. Earl, who's taking care of the public file right now?
Well, I am. That's one of the things I got to do when I'm rent. The quarter's almost over.
What is it?
Well, you really want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Without boring people, it lists all of the charities, all of the public service announcements, everything that is allegedly helps the community. So when you guys go on the air and someone complains about it, they look in the public file and they say, hey, they're doing...
What do you do with it?
Translation, boring.
What, Earl?
I'm sorry?
Why do you have to put it together?
I'm the public service director.
Shut up, dummy.
Hey, look at that, Earl.
People are peeping at him.
A fan of yours. All right, you better go because you got to get the van in for some work, right?
Yeah, you want it this Saturday for the road show, don't you?
We don't need the van at our road show Saturday. Right? Earl?
Who's driving all the drunk people home?
Hey, Earl, we got to go.
Okay.
All right. There he is. Thank you, Earl. Earl, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We look forward to your next phone call.
With great anticipation.
That's right. All right. Can we get the catfighting lady in here next?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to the catfighting. I want to hear about this. All right. Any other ladies show up for that?
A couple of them are like two blocks away.
Two blocks away?
Yep.
Okay. 877-692-1027. Catfighting next.
Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Jim Norton has arrived. What's up, Jimmy?
Say hi to the Fox crew from Fox News.
Hi, they're filming me. Nice.
They're annoying as hell.
Nice.
You're not being very nice, Opie.
You should have been bludgeoned.
Best line ever, man.
Ever.
Someone's suggesting we should just give Earl enough gas to get to the sticker stop. That's a great idea. And then afterwards, when we want him to leave, you send a little gas can.
Yeah.
He can fill the van up and make his way back.
And then he can't leave. Well, we should get the lady in.
Melee.
Let's talk to her.
We're doing catfighting today.
She called us up last week, said she has a girl that catfight. They rip each other's clothes off and just get into big brawls.
We ready to rumble a lot.
Wow, what kind of drugs are you on?
Nothing.
Really?
It's me.
She gives really good hugs, Anthony. Very nice hugs.
How do you? Oh, that's okay. I prefer, I'm like a germaphobe, I guess. I prefer not to be. Well, that's my excuse for not being touched.
Me.
I just don't like being touched. No, I'm a very cold person.
I'll touch you with my eyes.
No. Oh, well, see, that's why I thought you were on drugs. You got your eyes are like, whoa.
No, I'm on the
phone. I like being touched.
Pupil dilation.
Pupil dilation. What does it do to you?
Okay, terrific. Melee.
So, we're ready for some action.
You have girls.
Anticipating all this all day.
You have girls that fight.
Yes, we got girls.
You got a little magazine there?
I got some magazines.
All right, let me take a look.
On the cover.
Oh, that's you on the cover.
Can I have a magazine?
You will have a magazine.
Oh, my God.
I bought some videos. I have some CDs, and I have some gifts for the girls.
Cat Spats, special issue. Cocky Catfighters.
Woo!
How about that?
Well, go get them.
So you're in charge of the catfighting in New York City?
Well, not per se. I mean, I work for a company.
They're
Crystal Films. And if you want more information, you can find them at catfight1.com. You can get some information there. We are putting on a show, like I had mentioned to you guys, at the Den of Iniquity, July 28th at 7 o'clock. If you want more information there, you can call at 229-2149.
There you go.
L. Scott Sales, also here in the city on 39th Street, has some information.
Could you take it down a notch?
Take it down a notch.
Who's the chick with the braces? Oh, my God.
She got her teeth straightened out before they took them off.
Oh, really?
Now, Melee.
Yes.
What are the rules of catfighting? We thought the rules were really simple. The girl that gets her clothes ripped off first loses.
Not necessarily. The way we've been doing them for the last maybe 7 years is by points. We have judges.
Ah, the point system.
And originally, this whole thing was to invite you guys to come down and be judges because we needed people.
We're so busy that day. What day is that?
July 28th.
Yeah, as I was saying, we're so busy that day.
Well, we need people, you know, that can...
All right, listen.
You're so busy.
Is there any hardcore sex in these videos, or is it just chicks punching each other?
No, pretty much girls going at each other.
Jim, I saw the video. Back in the office, you would like it.
A lot of hair pulling.
We saw the opening.
The only two things that we do not allow is fist punching in the face and eye gouging.
That's best left at home anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to play Opie and Anthony. We're going to play Opie and Anthony roles today. We're going to get the girls in some nice outfits.
Okay.
And the girl that gets her clothes ripped off first loses.
We're talking complete nudity after a while.
If the girls want to go completely
nude... Wait, I'm talking today. Do they want to?
If they want to, that's okay.
If they want to.
If they want to go topless, fine. If they want not to be bottomless, then you're going to have to attend the show to see the bottom.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. We got a lot of girls coming down for this, Ant. Don't worry.
It's up for grabs.
I know our listeners...
Up for grabs? By who?
Oh, up for grabs. I know our listeners won't let us down.
Okay.
Your girls might let us down.
That's
we got some wild girls associated with the show. We got teenagers that are going to do teen catfighting today.
Okay, how old are they?
Like 13, 14.
Nice.
I want to see.
Look
I want
the face.
No, they're not legal, 13, you. 14. They're 18.
Oh, okay.
Legal, still considered teens.
You know, the barely legal variety.
Okay, well, that's acceptable.
All right. I want them to get, like, their necks and leg locks and leave hickeys. That's what
no,
I want.
I got bitten once, and the girl
you got bit
so hard. I was ready to seriously punch her in her face.
And what happened? Why didn't you?
The bell rang, and she got saved by the bell.
There you go.
But it was an intense fight. I mean, I think it was the most intense fight I had ever done.
Saved by the bell, though. If you're pissed off, you got to keep, you know, punching after the bell.
After the bell.
See, we do 5 minutes of the actual fighting, and we take a break, give the girls, you know, a chance to breathe and mm-hmm. get their act together.
Right.
Then we do it 3 more times. By the end of the third round, I mean, you're out of air. You know what I mean? Your adrenaline is going.
That's how Norton likes them. Totally out of air. Just
way,
about choked out.
Are we allowed to jump in and throw a punch or two if we want?
No, sir. No,
no punching. No punching and no eye gouging. Aren't you listening?
How about
to
an open-handed slap, maybe, or a good nipple
the
grab?
The audience is not allowed to participate.
Hey, can I jump in? Because I used to punch Robin Givens right in the face, and it was wonderful. I thought it was the best punch I ever threw in my whole effing life. And I punched Robin Givens. She flew across the room and hit the wall. It was wonderful.
More power to him.
And then I bit her ear off.
No guy on girl stuff. You've never done that.
The girls that I'm bringing
That's called
down,
slap happy.
They do fight guys.
Oh, yeah. They do?
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to talk to them when they show up, you can make an arrangement mm-hmm, or an appointment mm-hmm. with them, and they'll be more than happy.
All right.
To
Michael, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Millie.
What?
Hey, Millie.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you? When did you tell us you were going to be on?
Excuse me?
Wait, Michael, you know Melee?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, how about bringing everyone else up to speed?
Where?
All right, how do you know Melee?
My wife was wrestling with her in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah? Melee, why are you handing me...
In the loft.
Melee, why are you handing me pictures of you naked?
Because Whoa. That's a layout that I did for this particular magazine, and we do talk about the cat fight and, you know...
Hey, look at that. You got a couple gray ones down there.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, my God. When did those start coming in, Melee?
We're not going to go there.
Wow, look at that. Well, look at that, man.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see, Opie. I haven't seen this pictorial yet.
No, he hasn't. Well, you have a choice. You can take that one or the other one.
Whoa!
For both of you.
Boy, you're not shy.
No, not at all.
Look at that. I can see what you had for lunch before this
Ooh.
Shot. How old of a lady are you, man?
We're not going to go there either.
You're not?
How old do I look?
I'll just look at this picture.
That's a load of
count the rings.
Okay.
Hey, Michael, so your wife fought Melee?
Just about, in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn.
When they were in the loft.
Oh.
And your wife kicked Melee's ass?
No, not quite.
No.
Not quite.
No?
Not at all.
She ran out of air. Okay.
All right, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Millie, take care.
Thanks.
Right.
Thanks. Hi, Mike.
Thanks for adding nothing to our show.
This hair is great down here, Melee. It looks like you got a Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos head in a leg lock. Doesn't it?
Go get them.
You ever see Paulie Walnuts?
I have had them pulled. Kind of
looks like that.
Not
Believe me,
thing.
If Pepe Le Pew saw that, he'd try to kiss it. You know how he gets? You know when the black cat gets the paint on her back and he's like, yes, amor, I love you. Yeah, he'd be chasing this all over town.
All right.
Because it kind of looks like that. You got a few stragglers. Hey, could you tweak the you know what's when you're catfighting? People
want
to know.
You can if you want.
And
you
can purple nurple open.
Yep. And you can scratch.
You can scratch.
All right. What else can you do?
Well, you can do
wow.
this kind of punching. You know what I mean? Like an open, but not in the face. In the body, on the chest,
right,
in
right.
the behind, on the legs.
Okay. You know what that looks like? Now I got it. Opie, if you threw a London broil in the dryer, went through a cycle, and then cleaned out the lint filter, that's a perfect
example.
What that looks like.
Hey, that's hot.
It's hot.
Where do I get some?
Well, yeah. The London broil you normally eat. Is that good enough to eat?
I'm kind of disturbed. But
okay, terrific.
Could I, excuse me, Tasmanian yes. Devil, how long have you been? How long have you been wrestling and fighting?
I've been wrestling for the last 10 years. I have gone up against bigger girls, like 5'11", 5'10", shorter girls, heavier girls.
Hotter girls?
Hotter girls, definitely hotter girls.
Just asking.
As a matter of fact, talking about hot girls, this next cat fight, I had done a cat fight before.
Melee, this shot, oh, my God.
Just not attractive.
Aww. And then with the gray, and you're really, you know, you're really showing a lot. Let me say, because now you're using your hands to show. It looks like a snow leopard fell into a chainsaw. if I could yet again try to convey to the audience what we're looking at there.
Melee, there's something like that. I can't believe I'm saying this, but, you know, it's good to leave some to the imagination.
Imagination, good. Yes. Good.
Yes. That was Warren Tong. He takes pictures for Penthouse and Playboy.
Oh, he does?
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
I have
all you need say.
I figured out what she likes to do in bed.
Sure.
In any case.
Okay. Do we have some of the ladies here yet that we can talk to? We're going to be doing this outside the studio. We're going to be taking a lot of pictures, some video.
You'll
be able to check out the pictures and the video on a few websites. We'll give out those websites in a little bit, right?
Okay.
Who's here so far for the cat fighting?
I had spoken to the girls a half an hour ago, and they said they were on their
They're
way.
They're on their way?
Yeah.
Okay.
If there's anybody interested in joining us, in participating, I have a phone number if they're interested in being a wrestler.
Okay. Just like taking people off the street and letting them go to town.
To participate, you know, we want to give everybody a chance if they can do it. What we find is that some of the girls that smoke have a hard time wrestling because they can't breathe and they turn into asthma.
Really? Yeah. Now that I'd pay to see.
Hot.
See, some woman trying to go for her inhaler as another one just claws her eyes out.
She gets punched right in the ventricle.
That's great.
No, we had a serious accident this couple of months ago where a girl landed up in the hospital.
Uh-oh, really?
Could get
dangerous.
Because we have an EMT person there. We have a doctor. We have insurance.
Michael.
That's good.
Yeah.
This girl ever get to the point? Sounds like Dr. Howell on Gilligan's Island, for Christ's sakes.
Mr. Howell.
Mr. Howell, whatever.
Or the professor.
She's like one long sentence. Why don't you just keep fighting? Just fight already,
you
will
want
you?
Me to fight?
That voice is driving me up the wall.
All right.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Melee's an interesting woman. She's in the Over 40 magazine. I just saw the cover there.
Yeah.
She has a mileage on it?
Oh, look at that. Over 40. It is.
She looks good naked.
All right, just start fighting, please.
You like that, Norton?
Yes, very much.
Well, nice,
we're waiting for some of the ladies to show up. So far, we only have Melee.
Well, they're on their way.
You sure they're on their way?
Yeah, I called.
You wouldn't let us down, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Melee can't fight with herself, can you?
Not really.
Tyler Durden type of thing?
Let me go to Matt. Matt, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
I got a question for you real quick. For the girl,
yeah.
Can they get punched in the crotch?
What about, well, no punching, but is there a grabbing or smacking?
Yes, you can smack. I've gotten my hairs pulled a couple of times.
Oh.
It's not
the white
pleasant,
ones.
But it hurts. It's real.
Yeah, I got
it's like date night with Jim Norton, right?
You could pull the hair, though.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. All right, check it out. What if you're on the rag, though, and you're using, like, a really thick one? Is that, like, illegal?
What about that? What about a pad? Something
is that illegal?
Thick. Is that like padding? Is that like cushioning that might help?
Eating.
It's like a mouth guard in boxing.
I think the girls
right.
Know a
so you don't bite your tongue or anything else happens
that.
There.
I mean, they might use a tampon, but I don't know about a pad.
Okay.
It's not a sightly
All
thing.
Right. We're talking to Melee. We're talking about cat fighting.
Did you ever get that thing so bludgeoned that you had to yell, cut me, Mickey, cut me? Did it look like a punched eye? It could look like a punched eye.
Oh, my God. Adrian, look at that thing. It looks like a cut over the eye or something.
We haven't had that one yet, but anything is possible.
That's great.
Fat lip.
I like your fat lip. You give her a fat lip. All right, that's
yuck. Hey, awful. If you do have a tam, can you take it out and swing it like a medieval mace?
Well, if there's no rules, anything
okay.
can happen.
Okay, I like it.
All right, our phone number, toll-free, 877-692-1027. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, what's up?
Hey, O&A, how you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well.
Hey, you know, from your reaction, guys, it kind of sounds like she got caught up in a melee, you know?
Well, they call her, is that, you're kind of... That's a play on words, your
yes.
name. Melee being a melee.
Right.
Well, I got
absolutely.
It.
She's just showing a little too much in her pictorial, that's all.
I like them.
Dude, it's over 40, so what do you expect? Yeah. You got to have that over 40. A couple of gray ones never hurt anything,
no,
right?
No.
Sure, it looks like dental floss.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, some people go gray premature.
Can you, was that premature?
Like, looks like Katherine Hepburn scowling. Look into my eye.
right.
What else do you want to know?
I'm psyched to see this.
Well, it's real. That's all
we really don't
want
to talk anymore.
Real.
We'd rather see it.
You want to see it.
Yeah, and then we'll give a big plug for the catfighting that's going to happen in New York, okay?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We need judges. We need girls. We need an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Did I come to the right place?
Yes, you did.
I think we can help you out there. Sure.
I bought this for Keith. This is the proper thong, I believe.
Is that a used thong you're holding up?
No, it's brand new.
That is not brand new.
It's stiff.
It looks faded, and it looks a little stiff. Looks like it might have been used.
It was not used. It's brand new.
All right.
Nice to see.
It's leather?
Yes, it's leather.
That's great. Cal gave his life for... It's going to be right there.
All right, should we take a break and hope the ladies show up?
I got to ask Melee. She said the girls would be here between 3:30 and 4.
I called a half an hour ago. They said they were on their way. Whoever answered the phone, they said they already left.
All right, we'll check in.
She threw the panties at Opie.
No, it's a thong.
All right, toll free 877-692-1027. Quick break. We'll be back with Melee and some of the ladies that will be catfighting today.
Opie Anthony. 887 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Hopefully we'll have some cat fighting in the very near future on the show. And, well, Melee is here. She's in charge of some of this stuff. Ooh. We should say hi to Colin Quinn in the studio.
Colin. Hi, fellas.
Jim Norton in the studio. It's turning into a party.
Were you thumbing through Over 40 magazine?
I was. I like Over 40.
Do you?
Well, it's either this or, I know, a female comedian, Paula. She likes under 12.
Paula Poundstone.
She's probably already made that joke 4 times today, but I thought I'd throw it in.
That's a good joke.
It is
Paula
good.
Poundstone
right.
Joke's always funny right now.
Yeah, let's get Melee back in here.
Yeah, wait till you see this, Colin. This is disturbing. Show Colin her pictures from the magazine.
I just opened it.
Oh, you
did. I was offended.
Yes.
You.
That's just this is the beginning of it. This gets really bad.
Melee is back. And we're still waiting for your cat fighters, Melee.
I just called. They said they left a half an hour ago, 45 minutes. I can't imagine what's going
on. You're not lying to us, are you?
I am not lying.
You know what we do to liars around here?
If no girls show up, we're going to have to just kick your ass.
Kick my ass?
We're going to just beat you up.
Rickett. You and what army?
Oh, well, I'll tell you right now, Rick.
Colin Quinn.
Rick is so nervous because he produces the show. He says if your ladies don't show up, he's gonna wrestle you.
And he's gonna crap punch you in the vulva.
I'm just gonna throw you out a frickin' window if these chicks don't show up.
Yeah,
not
I
the
like
day before a
holiday.
No way. We've been pushing this show for the last week.
Fight Club. Fight Club.
Fight Club.
You think you can take Rick, Melee?
I can take Rick.
You think you can take Rick?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking like the cutesy wrestling.
No.
Rick will punch you in the face, like really hard.
No, he'll do.
Lessons.
Yeah?
I took boxing lessons.
Did you?
Yes.
He'll do cat fighting rules.
You'll do cat fighting rules?
Right, Rick? You'll put the thong on.
Do some Tito Ortiz to her, man.
Yeah,
forearm smash.
I'll Tito her ass.
I'll Tito her ass. You know,
grab you in a headlock.
Looking at this open picture, did you ever play softball without a mitt?
God damn.
Yeah.
All right.
She goes, yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
One of my wildest fantasies.
Flock. I thought of something during
Chuck
the commercial break. I thought of something during the commercial break. It's a talent Opie has that is amazing. He's 100% on this. Yeah. He could tell people's age.
You know, Ann, I don't think
No. Don't even back down on this. He could tell people's age from the taint. You know what the taint is?
I don't think I want to show off my skills today, Ann.
Melee.
Fox News is here. You know.
No, because I got to see this. This is amazing. We've done this before. He never fails. You know what the taint is, Melee?
Where?
It taint the front of you and it taint the back of you. It's taint, you know what I mean? Right in the middle, in between.
Okay.
It's right there in the magazine. It's the part most covered with the gray hairs. The taint. The taint. Right where the stripe is. And I know, because this is a great test. Would you show Opie your taint and he can guess your age? It's a miracle.
But I
you will be amazed. It's like watching Kreskin work.
I'm a little tired today. I don't really want to show off my
skills. You're not backing out of this one. Would you, and if you want privacy, just show Opie. But he will guess your age from just looking at your taint.
I am really good at
this. Show me, Opie, please. Humor me a minute. Well, would you just go over there and show up?
We do have a lot of new cities listening to the show, too.
It's, you'll be amazed. Would you please just show up with your taint?
Can I take a rain check?
No. Could you just... It's easy. You go over to that side of the console.
I'll do it first.
You're wearing a dress. Colin, show off your team.
No. Is this going to be on the O'Reilly factor? Also?
I swear to God, we thought Norton was like 24 until he got drunk in the office. Opie, like, blurted it out when you had that episode.
Easy.
And, no. Melee, would you?
Yeah, we'll turn off the cameras.
I'll think about it.
We'll turn off any cameras.
Think about it.
There's no time to think. It's live radio.
Yeah, we got to do it now. And we'll plug your catfighting for the rest of the show, without a doubt.
Melee, please.
Where is this going to take place? Wearing,
right, like, in the corner, back behind the equipment, anywhere, he could get a look. But he's got to get a look at the taint. Quick look.
If you come over here, the cameras...
I wouldn't take your gun out.
Melee, if you come over here, you're just doing what you did in your photo shoot.
I wouldn't even push it this hard if it wasn't so... Fantastic and amazing. You'll be stunned. Could you please just
I will guess your
take
age.
Off the headphones.
Yeah.
Take off the headphones. Really walk over to that side and watch. You'll be amazed.
I'll guess it within a year, without a doubt.
Within a year? No.
I've never failed.
He's never failed to hit it on the mark.
Yeah, but if she just had a birthday,
give him a 1 year buffer.
Or
don't say anything.
You know what I mean?
Just could you take your headphones off and walk over there? You'll be stunned.
He's not going to look at the other areas.
No.
He's right in the middle
of
the tank.
Just in the middle, right.
Melee.
Thank you, Colin.
If you don't want this film, you just tell the crew and they will not film it.
No
they,
filming.
They wouldn't
no
show
film.
This.
Okay.
They're not going to show this on Fox.
No filming. Yeah, Fox is going to... Fox News is going to show this. Yeah. Fox 5 coming up, taint.
Anthony.
We'll show you at 10, taint.
By the way, Anthony, payback is a bitch.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, no, you got to go around that way.
No one's going to look.
Just go around that way.
Get a big sheet so
around
she's completely
what?
Blocked.
Where are you going?
She's walking around the studio.
She just disappeared behind
her. She's so wired from the idea of it all.
Get a big sheet to hold up.
Where is she? Are you stuck back there?
She disappeared. Here she goes. Now, go around that way.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. She had to take off some stuff.
Come on, just go over there.
She's a bro.
Yeah, well.
And I'm going to kill you.
Because I'm stunned at this.
This is outrageous.
This is a great idea. When
all right.
Wrong.
Show the taint. Show the taint to
no,
Opie.
No. You
got it. It's got go around that way. Right.
No, you can back up.
No, he knows where the taint is yet.
Lift up.
It is kind of a
going to learn really
no,
quick.
No, wait. I can't do this.
Opie, do it for crying out loud.
I'm not feeling my talent today.
No.
No,
feel
I'm
it.
Really not feeling it.
Use the force, Luke.
No.
You're going to read it. You're sexy. Come on.
I am not feeling this today.
Stare into Medusa.
My psychic powers are on vacation.
Let her do it. She's
Opie, right, don't ruin it.
All right, back up a little, though.
She's sexy. Yeah.
Right,
take a look.
He's like Karnak.
All right. Now
watch this.
Now you got to lift up.
Now lift up. Take a look at the taint, Opie.
No, lift up a... Oh.
Just a little more. There it is. See? You see it? Taking a look.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Wait, no. Get
did
it.
You get it?
No, I had him look away.
Don't look away. What are you...
It looks like...
I stared into the face of Medusa.
All right, listen.
Take a good look and guess the age. I'm looking like an idiot because this is an amazing thing and you're not...
All right.
Take a good look.
Stare into the abyss.
You have to...
It looks like a documentary.
How's that for a topper?
You have to...
Oh, you got to show him a little more real estate with them. There you go. There she goes. Opie.
Wow, look at that.
Now, watch this. I'm stunned whenever he does this. Opie, please, guess the age.
Will you shut up? I'm working it out in my head right now.
All right.
Uh-huh, looks like a documentary on Sarajevo.
If you could just a little... Yeah, right there.
All right.
Oh, very
interesting. He's taking a look.
Okay, one, two, three.
Now, do you do some kind of math? I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's an aspicus.
Right, alchemy.
I'm almost alchemy. I've turned it into gold.
I'm almost there.
Number 5-7 here.
Is there a turtle head poking
out? Okay, I got it, yes.
All right.
I hate you.
Now,
we'll get you back.
Buckle in. You're going to love this.
Here, sit over there, because if I'm wrong, I don't want you to punch me.
Yeah, because I've never seen you come up wrong on this.
I must say,
I get stunned.
A bit deceiving.
Why?
I was going to go a little older.
Were you?
Yeah.
Now, judging by her taint alone, you will tell us her age.
Well, she just showed us over 40.
Yeah.
She should not be in that magazine, Anthony.
Whoa.
You're saying she's younger than 40?
No, she's...
Oh, really?
She should be in over 50. Am I right so far?
How old? Watch this.
I just had a birthday. So.
Uh-oh.
See that? Okay, then I'm going to change my guess.
Why?
Because if she didn't have a birthday, then I would. I'm going to go 52 years old.
How old are you?
Holy Jesus!
Nice.
All right. You know something? He never gets it wrong. You are amazing.
Wow.
Holy ass.
You look like 2 miles of bad road.
What gave it away? Was it the Calvin Coolidge stamp on the thing?
What's the secret? How is that?
It's no, you know something?
Yeah.
It's just something that you
learned
I discovered
it from your father and his
young.
Father before him.
Right.
It's been passed on for generations. I believe they found out the age of the pharaoh using the same technique
in
the
gift.
Pyramids. It is a gift.
It's a gift.
What would you call it?
52 years old, right?
Unless he's been with other women.
It's a gift.
Are those lips or war bonds?
Well, after having 4 children.
That's great.
Well, that's why I was going to go a little older. It's a little,
4 children.
It's a little rough. A little rough. Brian, what's going on?
Yeah. How do you figure it out? By, like, lip drag or something?
I don't know.
No, Brian, we will never know. I am probably closer to Opie than many people. We worked together for years. He will not tell me how the hell he does this, but it's amazing 100% every time.
There's counting involved.
There is some kind of math involved, yeah.
Counting,
yeah.
Micrometers or something? What do you look at?
You're stunned.
Kind of like counting
line?
Rings almost.
Is it almost like rings of a tree?
Yeah, but each ring is a certain group of years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how about that? Isn't that something?
So,
stunned and amazed. Once again.
Colin, what do you think? Isn't that amazing?
It really is quite a talent.
Yeah.
You do only women? Or?
Yes. He's got to market that somehow.
I practice on my cat, you know, try to get enough to come on.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, thanks, man.
I know how he does it.
No, shut
it's
up.
Amazing, Norton.
How do you know, Jim?
It's math. It's math. It's got something to do with the distance between one area
and the
other area, and you subtract the nose clip and multiply by pi.
Where was my nose clip?
No, where was mine?
Point missed. Somebody dropped pennies in a dog's mouth.
How'd you like to suck my ass?
No, that's okay. Hey, Anthony, some catfighters have arrived.
Really?
Opie, is that... Is your hair turning gray now?
Shut
All
up.
Of a sudden, he looks like Moses after he looked at the burning bush.
I have looked into the face of God Almighty.
He did turn red. He's still red.
That's because I was holding my breath, dear.
It's clean.
I hope you just stared into Mount... Mount River Rat. Al, what's up?
I know how you do it. I do it myself. You have to calibrate the thickness of the callus.
All right, now I'm getting completely disgusted. Let's go to Logan. Logan, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I just think I'm calling from Columbus.
C-Bus.
Welcome, Columbus.
C-Bus in the house. What's up?
And I'm just letting you guys know this show kicks ass. And, I mean, everything. Cat fighting, just everything, man.
All right. Thanks, Logan.
We've no problem.
We've only been like an hour and a half, but thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Look, Columbus fans already calling in, Opie.
Columbus,
why don't we get the catfighters in here?
Yeah, let's get some of these girls in here, and they could share your mic.
Oh, Hot Melissa is doing the first WOW sticker stop for Philadelphia.
Really?
For all the fine folks listening to us on WYSP.
Today?
Yeah, she's on the phone right now. Let's see how it's going. Melissa!
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I actually just came from a Cuban bar and had some aphrodisiac drinks.
Yeah.
So I'm actually in a really good mood right now.
Oh, cool.
And all your listeners are really excited about that. They're outside. There's a bunch of them that showed up. You guys should be proud.
Well, you guys finally got the WYSP WOW stickers in, right?
Yeah, definitely. They look really cool. Wait till you see them.
All right.
I'll bring some up with you. They're really cool, though.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting those stickers.
Hey, what's so funny?
Nothing.
You guys are up to something, as usual.
No.
No,
we're not.
Well, we had the WYSP van, and we had the show playing on Market Street, 21st and Market, And I don't know, but a bunch of people came up and is like, what is that?
Right.
So we had to tell them it was Opie and Anthony.
All right. Well, thank you, Melissa.
All right. I think we got a few new listeners there.
You sound kind of drunk today. You sound tipsy.
I wasn't kidding about the mojitos that I had.
Yeah.
I'm on my way on vacation for 2 weeks, so I had a cocktail beforehand.
Ah.
Wow. Well, Melissa.
All right, guys.
we'll check in with you when you get back, okay?
What's an effort?
All right, I'm going to come in and stop by when I get back, all right?
All right, thank you, Melissa.
All right, guys, take care.
All right. The first ever WOW sticker stop in Philadelphia, Anthony.
Woo.
I hope it's going well. Basically, Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays tomorrow. We will not be here. The show will be on, but we're going to take a day. But basically, you put WOW in your car.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all the new markets. New York understands already.
Yes.
Make homemade WOW signs, put them on your car, and if the ladies feel like it, they will flash their boobies to you as you drive your car.
What a great way to break up your commute home. You just put a WOW on the car. You forget about it. All of a sudden, you're driving. You're stuck in traffic, maybe you had a bad day. You look to your left or something. There's a girl just showing you her lovely body, and you don't know what happened. You go, oh, what? Why is she doing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I put a WOW in my car.
And for the newer markets, it'll take a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, because we got to get some ladies to understand the concept of WOW. But basically, to get started, get a homemade WOW and put it on your car and drive around tomorrow and see what happens, okay?
Right.
And if your radio station really feels like it, they'll make some bumper stickers up, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Joey. Joey, what's up?
Joey! Hey, Wrangler. Hey, you're a man of many talents, but I didn't know you could read lips.
Lip reading, of course.
Thank you, Joey.
That old gag.
All right. We should get the cat fighters in, because we're going to start the cat fighting next.
Colin, you ever see girls cat fight?
No, I really haven't.
Yeah, but, they rip each other's clothes off, clawing, biting. I hear it's pretty hot.
Some of this dialogue is pretty saucy, actually.
Pretty saucy?
Yeah.
Out of the catfighting magazine?
Woo. I told you I was going to kick your fat ass, you blonde bitch.
Nice.
Hey, look at that.
Were you reading that or just talking to Norton?
That's what I...
Hey, I just figured something out. That's Colin Quinn from Saturday Night Live.
Dick.
What? I just figured it out. You're a real sharpie, Opie. You want to look at his taint?
No, okay. There's nothing that I'd offer.
You can tell how many years the show has been on, looking at my taint.
We almost screwed him over really bad the other day. Tell the horse story real fast. We won't mention the horse because it's still going to...
No, it's too...
No, mention that bomb.
It's late anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
We saw...
You know,
the race is over, Opie.
Yeah.
It was the fifth at Belmont last week.
No, I know. Well, I'm just thinking if the horse is racing again.
What was it called?
Who knows? Presumed Innocent.
Presumed Innocent was the name of the horse. He comes up and gives us a tip.
Well, we were out getting a pint before the show, last Thursday or Friday, and we run into Colin Quinn.
Did you go in that bar with
you guys eating Italian food in 95-degree weather. I admire that.
We hit the bar to get some Guinness before that. We were at the bar near the OTB.
Ned Kelly's?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we were grabbing some Guinness before the show. And Colin caught up with us and gave us a tip on a horse.
I was strolling 9th Avenue.
Yeah. Gave us a tip on a horse.
He was so excited. We're like, where the hell are you going? He's like, I'm going to OTB. I got this great horse.
And I'm pissed because we didn't have time to stop at OTB. But then I'm kicking myself in the ass. I checked the results, and the horse comes in second. You said don't play it to win.
Yeah, I
do
said
it across
play it
the
place,
board,
yeah.
Win place, show.
Right, right.
And I could have made some money, but the best part of that is...
Anthony's got a gambling problem. He remembers everything I told him.
You said
don't play it to win. Belmont,
I love the horses.
The best part, though, Ant, was when Colin Quinn told us about the horse.
Yeah.
And we're like, how stupid are you? We're going on the radio in 5 minutes.
I know.
And we could have completely destroyed your odds.
I would have been in, like, Gravesend Bay right now.
Right.
Three mob guys would have killed me for it. You ruined the officials and you, loudmouth.
Place a $2 bet. You get $2.02 back.
$2.02.
So yeah, it's just awful. I hate when that happens.
All our listeners voting.
It started at 20-1.
Betting on your horse.
Yeah, but it came in second, so I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Colin Quinn's got a little connection, maybe.
Maybe. There's more where that came from.
Oh, nice.
Hey, let's check out the girls. Are they here?
Yeah.
Let's bring a couple of
lovely
men.
Lovely ladies.
No, let's talk about the track more, because we're going to attract more 80-year-old listeners. Forget the girls. Let's talk about the...
Nothing
the
better than going
filly.
To the track. You watch the guys with the polyester pants up to their nipples, slapping their hand with the rolled-up program. Son of a bitch, I had the 3 with the 2 and the 5, and then I had the 2 with the 5 and the 3 and the 6.
Yeah.
Did you win? No. God damn, son of a bitch.
Cordero, you little monkey.
I used to love that when they'd yell at Cordero. You go to watch the horses before the race in the paddock area, and they're yelling at the jockeys, you better win, Cordero, you little monkey.
Yeah.
Vasquez, you son of a bitch. You cost me my house.
And they always have like, this guy flew in on his vacation to ride this horse. He cut his vacation short. It's a short one.
It's a short thing.
Jason, what's up?
What's happening, guys? Yo, Ant, why don't you tell Colin about that horse that you bet on died in the middle of the race or whatever the hell?
I had a horse dropped dead on the backstretch at Belmont one day. But, you know, I was pissed off that I didn't win, but I was kind of cool because, you know, you pay $2 to watch a horse die. It's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then they get the winch out there and just, they come along him into the trailer. They're heavy. It's a dead horse. They just hitch his mouth up and right into the trailer.
Wow. What was it?
I'd pay $2 for that.
His name Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon. Died in the backstretch.
Hey, look at these ladies that are going to
bring in
a few minutes.
The cat fighting girls.
Finally.
Ooh. Hey, nice. Okay.
Wow.
A little better than me. Whoa. You look like some tough girls.
Sexy.
Holy jeez. Yeah, very
sexy. Sit down. You're beautiful.
And take a seat.
Hey, Rick, let's get pictures taken right away and put it on the website so everyone can see what they look like.
She looks like, just relaxed.
She looks like Debbie Mazon.
Yeah, look at that.
Touch her. She's like, watch it.
Yeah, you're going to watch. Don't hit Colin Quinn.
Yeah, don't hit me.
He's a big star.
Hit.
Hit me smack in the face. She's smacking
She's
Colin
already
Quinn.
Hit me.
You're up. You ladies are part of Melee's crew?
Well, actually, Lexa is with Melee, and Ariana is with my crew, the Den of Iniquity.
The Den of Iniquity.
Yes, that's
nice.
My dungeon. I am the proprietress.
Are you like a dominatrix?
I am.
Yeah, guys come to you to be humiliated, beaten.
They do.
Tied up, gagged, bound, kicked in the groin.
All that good stuff.
Do you do face
get pierced?
With my panties on, yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
No reason for that.
Our own?
Do that for a guy?
All the time.
Yeah.
Nice. If the mood strikes me, yeah.
You got to be like near a bathtub or something, because that makes a mess.
Well, we have special facilities.
Tarps and whatnot?
Yeah, we have incontinent pads that we
incontinent
use.
Incontinent pads? Yeah, have any of those, Norton?
What's an incontinent pad? What is that?
That's for grandma when she can't hold it anymore. It goes in the bed. We use it. We put it under the slave's head. You know, so
isn't that bad when you need a whole pad?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
In my life.
You have to use like 70-year-old props.
We have a room that's completely waterproof.
A waterproof room.
It's got a jacuzzi, a bidet.
Anthony.
That's great.
So I'm looking at...
Crazy.
I like that.
I'm looking at the Den of Iniquity.
Den of Iniquity.
Look at all these rooms.
Breeding sucks.
They have Water World, which is the medical room.
The medical room?
That's the one.
Oh, that's for some nurses come in.
Yeah.
And then they give you the...
Enema.
Enema. That's the word. For. Thank you. Enema.
That's
enema.
A great album by... the Cyberdome, that's the main dungeon,
yes.
Right?
And what is that?
It's about 1,200 square feet. It's a traditional dungeon. You know, it has your basics, your St. Andrew's Cross, your Catherine's Wheels, your...
Catherine's Wheels.
Stretcher racks. And,
like your basic...
We have a futuristic kind of cyber... theme to the room. That's where we have.
But you've done a futuristic theme of an ancient dungeon thing.
What'd you say?
You've done a futuristic theme of an ancient dungeon,
exactly,
medieval.
Exactly.
The hell thought of that? That's brilliant.
Do you just run the place or do you get naked?
No, it is my place. I am the proprietress, and yes, I am the headmistress. And for the worthy slave,
nice.
I have been known to be a bit of an exhibitionist at times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
She's really hot.
She's very sexy, but I just don't understand the face-sitting with panties. I'm not saying you're very attractive. But
Jim, you hung up on that?
Yeah, it's like, why you have panties on? I mean, there's no use if you can't put your nose in there like Caligula. I mean, it's not...
Caligula.
Well, if you'd like, I could do a demonstration.
Oh, maybe you'd like that with the...
He looks a little scared now.
No, Norton will not back down.
He's paralyzed.
No.
I'm paralyzed with
my
soul.
But I'm not into pain. I don't like pain or spanky. That never did anything for me.
Let her do a demonstration. We won't even describe what she's going to do because now people understand what she's going
to
do.
Do you have to smack him or something,
though? I won't go for that.
Because he doesn't like being smacked.
No, none of that stuff. I'm not into pain at all, but I like...
Would you like to do...
No one's ever done it to you, right, baby?
Nah, I don't want to be smacked.
Would you like to do the demonstration?
What'd you say?
With Jim?
I would be happy to do a demonstration with...
Jim, lay down.
What are you going to do? You're not going to kick me or pinch my nipples hard or crack me around?
No, I'm just going to do a little breath control.
Nah, I'm
not... Oh, nice.
All right, we're going to try this.
And you're not going to bounce up and down hard on my head?
No, I'm not going to break you.
All right, don't do that.
I'm not going to break you.
Make it sweet.
Anthony, she also has...
Romantic.
Time, you know? I
need a little romance, honey.
You know?
I don't know if that's getting through.
Yeah, let's
tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't
might be dumping out of the way we're describing that.
Some of the other rooms, Anthony, they got the Queen's Spa for cross-dressing.
That's where we had my nephew's christening.
It's a nice room, right?
And on that note, would you do weddings and bar mitzvahs?
Oh, Colin, you're going to be able to hang with us, man. Classic. The boiler room, which is for kidnapping and interrogating.
Oh, is that like with the single light bulb dangling from the ceiling, the stark wood chair? You can beat people with phone books.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, will
Right
you be,
nice.
Will you be catfighting today? Please.
Good.
Okay. The romper room, Anthony, which is the wrestling room. We talked about Waterworld. What else? That's about it, right?
Those are the five now. We're expanding probably to a second floor in about 6 months, and then we'll have more themes.
Like Disney. They're always expanding, right?
All right, Norton.
You never have too many dungeons.
Give me that mic, and let's have a demonstration with Norton, because Norton was disappointed on how she does this, and I think he's going to change his mind after she's done.
Possible.
Jim, get over here on the floor.
Actually, I think I should put a different pair of shoes on for this occasion.
Well,
what does shoes have to do with that? I'm not getting stepped on. What is that?
Jim?
Because he doesn't like any of that.
I know.
She won't.
You just want it to look good.
Well, I really feel like my heels should be very high when I'm...
All right.
Well, she's
a little altitude. Jim, she's Jim. We'll make sure nothing happens to you as far as being speared with a heel or something.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Doesn't do it for me.
I know. I'm so not into that.
Jim, she's putting on special shoes for you.
She looks great. She's gorgeous.
I don't like the pain thing. I don't like the smacking stuff. I like, I like what they call romance.
Well, there's a lot of romance in S&M.
You think so? Because every video clip I see on the web, it seems hurtful.
You know why? That's because
very hurtful.
That's because there are all these, you can't have sex in bondage films. So you're only allowed to do abusive things.
Well, you can't have sex in bondage films, so it's only bondage. Against the law. Yeah.
Implies rape, right? Is that why?
Yeah, because you're depicting rape, yeah. So you're
well, I should have asked Norton. Of course he'd know.
Yeah.
So, very up to date on these laws. Ah.
You know, so that's why they're not as sensuous as a real session would be.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to be sensuous in our films, and everybody should write their congressman about this. This is terrible.
Hey, write your congressman.
Yeah.
You can show killings on every TV show.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Killings, but no sex, man. What's wrong with this country? Write your congressman, but he's sleeping with a page or an intern right now. He'll read him later.
He's at the dungeon right now.
Hey, Mrs. Hot S&M Lady.
Yes.
I notice you're married.
I am.
Whoa.
I want to ask you something. Seriously, what does your husband
think about that?
Well, he knew the story.
Before?
He knew before. He knew getting in.
Does he get a little jealous?
Of the time that it takes away from him, but not of the activity.
Was he not only the mistress's husband, but also a client? One of those deals, no?
No, actually, he was my drinking buddy, and I'm bi, and we used to go and pick up chicks together, and I just started to think he was a really swell guy.
Swell, that's great.
Swell.
He was a swell guy.
I love beaver cleaver terminology. Isn't that great? Gee, that's swell.
They kidnap girls like Rick James and his wife.
Swell guy. Wow, this is really keen, honey.
Okay, nothing sweeter and more sensitive and nice than burning you on the thigh with my crack pipe. Isn't that great?
Oh,
that says love.
All right, the hot lady. What's her name again? I forgot your name.
Tara Indiana.
Tara? Tara Indiana?
Indiana. I want that alternative girl to do it to me.
You like that, right?
I have a missing persons fantasy from 1984.
Yeah.
They'll buzz you.
That's good.
Well,
yeah.
Man.
All right. We're over here now.
We're over here now. All right. Don't worry, Norton. We'll protect you. Norton's very tight. He doesn't like pain.
No pain. I'm gentle.
Yeah. He's he might look like a rough and tumble guy, but.
Don't look at him.
She's stroking his face right before she gives him a short right that'll put him on the floor. Nice short hand right. Pow!
Does he have to sign a release or something?
A release?
Speaking of release, I think he just did. All right. Now she's being sweet.
She's really
she's being nice.
Can be very
now he's on his knees.
How could your husband not be jealous of this?
And, unzipping.
All right, she's unzipping her dress.
That's nice. A nice little gray number.
These are real.
Whoa. Oh,
nice reel.
Yeah.
Nice.
And there he goes. He's getting...
Jim's getting a faceful.
A faceful, as they call it, of
it's a fine bouquet.
Upper section.
Jim?
There we go.
Jim?
What do you think, Jim? Nice?
Jim.
Nice.
And are they real?
Oh, yes, they are. They're lovely, I might add.
That's good.
And I'm one of the few people who has a 36D and can pass the pencil test.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would love to see the pencil test, sure, to make sure.
Her version, she thrusts it in Norton's eye. It's a little different pencil test. All right. Oh, she's really romancing him.
Uh-oh, no.
How's this? Poof. No, she's being nice.
Well, you kind of have to trick him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like tricks.
No, no, don't trick him. Oh, please don't trick him.
Looks like she's ready to break his neck.
That's great. When she gets his head right between hers, it looks like the three-boobed girl from my movie, Total Recall.
Open.
What the hell was that?
What the hell was that?
That's how a mistress kisses a slave.
By spitting in his mouth?
Wait, Jim, did she just spit?
No, I don't think she actually spit. I think it was more air. I don't think she actually hawked into my mouth. If I hear, I'm moving.
That was a little,
That's unique, because that's how I greet my mom on holidays. It's the same kiss. Sometimes a peck on the cheek, sometimes hock a loogie in her mouth. Now is, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
There's some,
he's buried. Actually, if this was Opie, he'd be telling her her age right now. But no, it's Norton, and he's really getting a face full.
Get locked up like that, make sure a car doesn't come.
That's how a blind guy tells the age.
That's all how right? Dogs say hello.
Well, Norton's on his back. Let's just say that. He's now reclined on the floor.
This lady is very, very sexy.
Very sexy.
Very sexy.
She's got a way about it, but it's like tricking you. She's tricking you. Like a black widow spider. You think you're just going to have some fun, and then before you know it, she's gnawing on your leg.
I just been informed that she's not... Oh, wow.
Now you don't have to be informed. You can see.
I can see for myself.
Oh, there's pantyhose right there. That's right. No. But there's pantyhose.
Okay. And here goes Tara. She's wearing pantyhose. She's above Jimmy.
There it is. You getting a good eyeful there, Norton?
Nice, yeah.
For some reason now, she's got her hand in his face, and he's smelling her fingers for some reason, Opie.
Nice.
You realize we're 100 feet from Carnegie Hall right now.
Yeah, isn't that a sin?
Tim?
And there, oh, wait a minute.
All right.
What are you taking off your forehead?
All right, here we go.
All right.
Now she's finally ready to do what she said she would do about 10 minutes ago.
Well, I told you.
Tantara.
This is the move Tito Ortiz did to Elvis to beat him in the Ultimate Fighting Championship last Friday. I swear to God, same move.
She's one of the Gracie sisters.
It is Royce Gracie.
Well, you know how you shut them up, finally.
All right, here we go.
Whoa.
All right, Jim.
Yes, Opie.
Jim, do you want to tap out?
No.
He's not tapping out. My God,
Jim. All I want to know is, can you breathe?
Yeah. I don't want to not be able to breathe. Yeah, I can breathe.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great. But when he inhales and exhales, her boobs get bigger and smaller. What the hell is that? Of course, he can breathe.
Right.
Wonderful.
Jim's getting smothered.
He is.
Jim?
No, she's good. She's very, very
good. You like that?
Oh, beyond belief, yeah.
You are like the guinea pig for this show, Norton. You get the best things happening to you.
What a fine job the Opie and Anthony program have given me. He's so happy.
He'll do anything, too.
No, I won't.
He had a girl in here the other day.
I don't like not being able to breathe. My greatest fear is being buried alive in a coffin, but this is very nice.
Well,
really?
Yeah. No, I don't go for that. That doesn't... My penis would shrink and run away if I did.
You know what he had done to him, or he did the other day? We had a girl in here. She was firing ice cubes. Let's just say it wasn't from the front.
Wow.
She could fire ice cubes. He took one after it was fired and put it in his mouth.
Hey, those are lovely.
Yeah, he'll do anything.
Those are really lovely.
A hot day.
Told you.
Hey, Rick, are you taking pictures? Oh, yeah.
Those are all natural, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are...
Wow, look at... Oh,
sure,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They sit up nice.
Nice.
Right,
nice.
Norton? Nice.
What do you think, Jim?
I'm very pleased.
Yeah?
It's sexy, but the wedding ring throws it off a little bit for me.
That is really where the
image of her husband fighting in the car.
Yeah, right. So when you were doing that to him, did you like it?
All right, let's give him the great...
Weird science. He's got the bra on his head.
Let's give him...
I love making little hats for the...
I feel like a football player from 1914.
With the leather helmet.
How was that?
Yeah, that's great.
In other words, you feel like GIF.
Maybe he should try a leg scissors. Maybe a...
No.
You don't want to hurt him. He's not into the pain thing. It wouldn't even be fun.
How about
for
one
him.
More, you know, what you were doing before?
A little suffocation?
Yeah, as the grand finale.
Not bad, though.
Nice, where I can breathe. She was doing it nice. They always respect limits. Yeah.
Let's do it as the grand finale, and then we'll take a break, and we'll get
that's
into some cat fighting, finally.
Just Jim? Breathe through the regulator, and don't come up quick. You'll get the bends.
Jim?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
There he is.
The girl is very sexy.
She's so hot.
All right. Hey, Fox News isn't filming this for some reason. What, you can't pixelate that? Just wipe the whole screen up. Just play The Simpsons again during the whole show. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, wow. Open your mouth.
Oh. Ooh, okay, yeah.
Finger licking good. Sure. There you go.
Sure, why not? Jim?
Yes, I'll...
Nice?
Nice.
Okay.
She's terrific.
That was...
Punch him in the face.
That was a nice...
Yeah.
That was a nice display right there.
Wow.
Oh, lovely.
And now we are going to get ready for some cat fighting.
Yeah, we have to take a quick break, and we'll do that outside the studio with the other fine ladies that are here, okay? Tara, you got a cat fight.
The dungeon's name and phone number?
Yeah.
You got it.
After that, yeah, give it out again, please.
The Den of Iniquity, 212-229-2149.
Do you have a website?
229-2149. Yes, we do. TheDenOfIniquity.net.
Okay.
So it's TheDenOfIniquity.net. All lowercase, all one word.
You're going to have a lot of people checking out that website.
And we have one-on-one wrestling matches.
Well, we're going to do some of that next. So, yeah, let's take a break.
The guys can come in and wrestle with the girls.
Do you guys have a DJ?
We'll keep that in mind for our next party.
Cat fighting
would
next,
you be our
Anthony.
Music slave?
Yeah.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Checking out the Opie and Anthony show. Toll free 877-692-1027 is our phone number. Finally, we have made it to cat fighting, Anthony.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest with everyone, I didn't think it was gonna go down today. I thought Melee was pulling our leg. I don't know, but the mics are on out there. You can hear it. We're gonna move this whole mess outside. The
mic's
studio.
Off.
Your mic's not on?
No, it's unplugged.
Oh. That's better. Jesus Christ, professionalism.
That sucks because the whole Stone Temple Pilots thing was funny, but no one else. Oh, well, maybe next time, okay?
Maybe next time.
All right, yeah, so we're just about ready for cat fighting. We're going to put pictures up on WNEW.com, I'm imagining. I think we already sent some pictures up onto WNEW.com, where they'll be up very, very soon. Also, to remind the moms, this is the last day to qualify for the Moms I'd Like to F contest, Anthony.
Yeah, you got to come down now. Get in under the wire.
The voting will start after the show tonight sometime when Steve gets all the voting booths up on foundrymusic.com.
We're not going to pick finalists. We're just going to leave it up to the listeners.
Well, we're going to let them vote for the first couple of days, and then Friday we'll narrow it down. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Just vote for your favorite mom starting later on tonight. But ladies, it's not too late. If you're in the area and you want in on the contest, you better get down here so we can get your pictures up on the internet for the Moms I'd Like to Have contest.
Right.
Got that trip to Myrtle Beach. Thanks, Spirit Airlines. Also, Samsung for giving us that DVD/VCR player, which is very, very cool.
All in one.
All in one. All right. Are we ready to move this mess outside for cat fighting?
Yeah, let's take it outside into the ring.
I got that.
Thank you, Ben. Ben's got that, Opie. Ben's got that. He's going to take care of my mic. And...
ow! That's my headphone cord. I just lost an ear.
Yeah, people step on the head. Opie's headphone cord is 3 feet long. He's like hunched over because it's going to pull out of the box.
All right,
this is great. We can't even do a remote from right outside the studio door.
We're pathetic. All right.
Look, now we got a hell of a dally storm going here. What the? All tangled up.
Where's everybody? I'm out here. Ant's out here.
All right. Here
Jim
we
Norton
go.
Jim Norton and Colin Quinn over there.
We have the what a pathetic ring this is. It's pretty much a sheet that's been taped down, and there's pillows underneath it that I guess John went to Bed Bath & Beyond and bought it.
Only the best for our show, Anthony.
Are those pillows or are those the kids from Houston?
Oh, wow. Oh. Jesus. You know.
Jim.
C-Fox TV, I guess there isn't a limit.
Yeah, we
there is not a line.
We were talking about the line earlier with Fox. Speaking of Fox News, Anthony.
Yeah.
You notice that more and more camera crews are showing up as we move on with this show today?
Yeah. Well, what's up with that?
I think they're making excuses to come down here to cover our show today because they know what we're doing.
Yeah, it's cat fighting. And I'm looking forward to this. Melee is here. She kind of got a couple of the girls. The girls back there now.
Let's
smoking and drinking. I thought smoking was bad for girls. What's that? Because I thought you would run out of breath. Yeah, walk up to
the
mic.
Yeah, one of the cat fighters is smoking.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It helps you warm up.
Yeah, it's good for my lungs. It's pharmaceutical tobacco.
All right.
Only pharmaceutical tobacco, just for the doctor prescribes it.
All right.
Hey, by the way, what are you wearing there? Nice little
PJs.
Yeah.
This must have been my choice,
PJs.
But this is what was selected for my apparel this evening. And
who the hell bought that?
I guess the shoes have got to go, don't they?
You just made a really sexy girl look dull and boring. This girl is sexy.
It's like
you guys have this
party, like pillow fight.
Pillow fight, slumber party. Yeah, I got you.
Who brought the pajamas?
We're ready.
Who are you?
Just a listener.
He's just a listener. You picked some of the unsexiest pajamas. My God,
That girl went from a 10 to a 3.
Oh, I can never be a
3, Opie.
Well, come off, so come on.
Who'd you get them from? Your grandmother? Those are awful.
I know, aren't those just...
I'm not going to say.
Are those maternity PJs? I mean, what the hell is going on with those? Awful.
We can't do any...
awful.
We can't do anything right.
That's all right.
All right.
Because if it was up to us, we wouldn't... If we left it to us, we wouldn't have any PJs. Well, thank you for bringing them down. No matter how unsexy they are.
Someone out there who's really turned on by the fact that I'm wearing my pajamas.
No.
No one is.
You're
dressed like Hester Prynne.
Someone else's pajamas. Someone else's dirty pajamas.
Okay, how is this going to work today? Are we going to do Opie and Anthony rules?
What are those?
We
I don't even know what Opie and Anthony rules are.
Well, basically, the girl that loses her clothes first.
No, because you want them naked, both of them, fighting. What are you talking about? One girl gets her clothes ripped off and then you stop it?
All
no,
right.
First girl that bleeds from the ears.
No.
Anywhere.
What do you
all right, the shoes are coming off.
What do you want to do, like a 3-minute round and then we'll figure out who won or something?
That's great. You know what those...
Marcus of Queensberry.
Marcus of Queensberry rules.
Submission or to a pin?
Huh?
Choose submission or to a pin? Submission style or to a pin?
All we care about is that you're going to lose some clothes.
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
Okay, now...
Those of you who've been married 20 years and you come home and your wife is wearing those PJs. That's exactly what that is. Walking around the house.
And
then she wonders why you're having an affair on the side.
All
right, who's the other?
Period. Those are the PJs you wear.
Those are period PJs, right.
Period cat fighting.
Ready?
Wait.
Hey, hold on.
We have
a bell for a reason.
And we have to talk to the other fighter. What's your name?
Lexicon.
All right.
Lexicon. I get it. Lexicon.
Yeah. What kind of
now,
is this?
How many fights have you had?
This will be my first legitimate cat fight, I suppose.
What's semi-legit. Illegitimate ones?
Just being a dirty, rotten fighter.
Nice. And
no fair fights here.
And how many fights have you had?
Oh, I was on wrestling teams in high school, so I've been catfighting and wrestling for longer than I'd like to say and date myself. Yeah.
Some good bitch fights. I like it.
This is sort of an unfair, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right. You're going to lose.
But I don't know any, you know, legit, you know, wrestling maneuvers, so.
Well, maybe I'll show you a few.
Okay, well, since it's illegal and you have to pay money to use the Michael Buffer line, let's just say, let's prepare to fight. Go down on the floor, right? Yes. Yeah. Leave it at that.
Okay, here we go. Okay. We are ready to,
Here they go. Fight. They're squared off.
Or what?
And they're on the pillows. And all right, a little leg takedown. Oh! Oh! Took it down like Steve got taken down by Tito Ortiz.
That's a professional.
Oh, there's some hair pulling.
Like hair pulling is definitely.
Ooh, scissor around the neck.
The other girl got really pissed because Tara pulled her hair.
Yeah.
Now Tara's pulling.
I'll pull back.
All right, they're pulling each other's hair.
Back.
Nice and hard, Anthony.
She's in a scissor hole. The scissor hole very painful to the midsection, Opie.
What is this? Shoulders to the floor? Me? Hell no. I'm on top, bitch. Do you?
Yeah.
All right, they're really fighting.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Whoa, nice move. Now she's got her around the head.
Yeah, this is starting to get real serious now.
The one in the Jan Brady blue.
Oh, now she's hitting her. She's spanking her. Ass.
Blue PJ. Oh, a little butt spanking going on there.
Wait, okay. Is the fight over?
What is she? I just needed a breath break.
She's out of breath. Kick her ass.
My hair was shoved down my throat.
Her hair was shoved down her throat.
I need a worthy opponent.
Oh. Tara's not happy with her opponent.
How about one of these guys?
Get in there and rip her goddamn clothes off.
Yeah, screw the hair pulling. Let's pull on some clothes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
These clothes are never coming off.
There we go. Oh, my God.
They don't rip.
Oh, great. What'd you get, tough skin PJs?
Wait, I got a
Oh, there they go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the top of the
PJs. Those are ripping off now.
Completely ripped off of Tara.
Those pink ones are chainmail. That isn't even coming off. It's like ancient times.
Shred.
All right. Oh, she's got her in a chokehold. Opie, look familiar?
Yes.
All right. Oh, she's got pull that hair.
Pull the hair. Chest in the back.
Oh, man. Nice. And again, the scissor hold and the chokehold. Wow, the girl on the bottom's really got the advantage. No, she just slipped the hold. Pulling more hair pulling.
The hair is really getting yanked
hard
now.
Yes, the hair is a pain in the ass.
Wow, this is getting too real.
They're turning red. They're getting all scratched up.
Nope.
Tara's got her.
Oh, she's punching her in the calf. More spanking. Oh, and the bra pretty much coming off now.
All right.
That white bra is kind of off the shoulder.
They're sizing each
other. What the hell are you doing?
They're sizing each other.
Boobs.
Each other up again.
Uh-oh, the bra is being pulled on now. Yeah, now we're seeing something.
I just needed to get a little, you know.
Sorry, the jab.
And the bra's off, and she's working like a speed bag. That's good.
Hey, look at that. Both girls.
Oh, another takedown.
Have lost the top half of their uniform.
The top halves are gone. They are just wearing those ridiculous little PJ shorts.
Well, the one girl has two door knockers.
Wow, she's getting choked out.
You can't make me laugh. I already can't breathe.
She's getting choked out. Yeah, kick her with something.
I got to go into the show to see the bottom one.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, we'll all jump in and rip your panties off, I swear to God.
I'm a whipper and a flogger and a caner, not a wrestler.
But we want to see
Duran,
them
no
completely.
I think she did really well, though. Huh?
I think she did pretty good.
What do you guys think of the ladies?
Now she's smacking her boobs.
They still have underwear.
Like, you're
yeah,
here.
I know.
You wrestle. You come and play. Oh,
no. By the way, we know Fox News is never going to use this footage. They better give us a copy of this tape.
I know.
I'm already tired.
All right. Is anyone else going to wrestle here today?
Asses.
How about Bridget Nielsen over there?
A boy.
Yeah?
Melee, the old broad's going to wrestle.
Oh, Jesus.
That's nice.
Call the old broad. What are you, insane? You're absolutely right. His mama did not bring him up right.
No, of course not. Oof.
That's right. Great. When she gets you in a leg lock with those great pubes, you look like Phil Donahue. It's cool. It's cool. For a second, you look just like him. It's great. No, really.
Well, just for that, you're not going to see anything.
Oh, come on. We want to see that.
Melee is about to wrestle Tara. Tara's already without top.
All right.
Here they go.
Oh, wow. She's rough.
Whoa.
She's a tough bitch. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Melee is kicking her ass.
Oh, Melee's brutal. Melee is brutal. This girl doesn't have a chance. Now Melee pulling her hair. She's got it down. She's punching her. Oh, this is terrible.
Is this a sanctioned fight, Anthony?
This is...
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Guess who's not wearing underwear,
Wow. Doesn't it look like that scene in, what was that one, with Joan Crawford and Christina? Because I'm not one of your fans!
Oh, fighting. Fighting going on, Anthony. Tara's fighting back with some...
come on!
Melee just...
Oh, she's fighting her!
Nice.
Look at the teeth marks
teeth
on her arm!
All over her.
Oh. Melee is a rugged, but you're like a tank.
I told you.
All right, let's...
Wow.
Let's get him in the corners again and size him up again here.
Whew.
Wow.
She is wild.
Cock fight.
Oh, my God.
Ever since she got out of the tub in The Shining, I've been a fan of hers.
Who did this to you?
Listen.
Wow, Melee just, I guess she has to drop some weight of the clothes, so she took them off.
Wow. Okay, hold on, they're sizing up again, wow. Tara and Melee. Hey, Melee, what's on your God. Right boob there? What is that?
It's a little heart.
It's a heart?
Is it a tattoo, though, or?
And where is your torso? All
right. Okay, here they go.
Here you go.
Melee's getting pissed.
Nice. Oh, man. Oh, now they're standing up. Melee got her in a headlock again.
Nice. They're screaming.
Oh, purple nurple. Oh, they're tweaking. They're tweaking with the purple nurple move. Oh, now Melee throwing her weight down on top of this girl, which could really hurt. Feet in the air now. She's on top of Melee now. She's smacking Melee's ass.
There's slapping going all over the place now.
Her groin looks like Gorilla Monsoon.
Thank you. What's the problem over there?
Bill Donahue's toupee's coming out.
Oh, no. I thought it was a guest appearance by George the Animal Steel. Here in our own studio.
Victory is mine.
You got her pinned by her ankles.
Okay. All right, here's the deal. You both have one fall here, so we got to do the third one.
All right.
Three falls.
Melee won the first one. Tara won the second. This is for all the marbles.
Melee, you're going to really have to... forget it. I don't know what she's going to have to do. What do I know? I don't know what this is.
By the way, Rick has taken a million pictures.
This is the scene they cut out of Vision Quest.
Colin Quinn, everyone. Okay, here's Melee in the left corner. Tara in the right corner. You ladies ready? This is it.
What's up, Melee? You want some water? Wow. All right, they're in their respective corners. A little water break. Melee, just like an armored personnel carrier. You are, like, stocky.
Melee, I'm not going to make fun of you anymore because...
I wouldn't.
You're serious.
And you see her eyes now? She's all worked up. She's in the zone.
You're good.
She's in the zone.
You're asking for it. You know that?
Well, no, I said you're in the zone. I said you're in the zone.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Ooh.
What? She threw water at me, Opie.
I can't believe it.
I'm gonna run away.
She put her tank on you.
Don't make me expose myself for the big pussy I am.
And who would want to see what you got?
Bell.
There's the bell. Start the fight. Oh, my God, save me, please.
Like
oh, my
way,
God.
I like the way this goes.
Oh! Oh. Oh.
Yes. All right, Tara with a huge takedown, Anthony. Flipped her over her back. Tara is kicking Melee's ass.
I hope Tara kills Melee because I'm screwed. What? Uh-oh, yeah. Now they're in this trying submission holds on each other. Oh, she's biting Melee's arm, and now Melee's pulling her hair.
Melee's getting really pissed. Tara bit her arm, and Melee...
Oh, now she's tweaking. Purple nurple. Purple nurple again.
She is yanking on the chest.
Wow. Wow.
I got it.
Purple nurple.
I have nipped.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Thank me, baby.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
This is horrifying.
Okay, Tara's trying
to... Oh, she's got the face hold on her. Melee's got the face hold.
Tara's trying to fight her way out, Anthony.
Tara having trouble with that Melee.
Tara
on top now. Oh, takes Melee down. But Melee really holding her own here.
She's on top of Melee. Get in there with the mic stick.
A senior citizen being beaten.
Hey, Norton, why are you saying that, Norton, about Melee?
Okay.
Well, I get the cup of water.
Up in the corner.
Oh! It's over. Tara emerges victorious. Melee taps out. Caught in the chokehold. Wow, that was...
Now they're hugging. Look at that. Sportsmanship, man.
Yeah.
Tara, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I won fair and square.
Great job. Wow.
I've ever fought her. Yeah.
She's good, huh?
It's the first time we fought.
She's good.
She's good, too.
Melee, how do you feel? How do you feel, Melee?
I feel stimulated.
Did you hear all
the adrenaline is just pumping. Unbelievable.
Did you hear all the rude comments that this man was saying?
I hear you.
Okay, she said, do you think I'd give an F?
Do I get to keep these PJs?
Yeah.
Yes.
So different from my normal latex and leather.
I know.
Think of it that way, all right? This is not fake. This is real. Your adrenaline is pumping, and everything you got goes into this, all right?
Hey, are there any guys that want to fight Melee?
No,
any guys? Any guys want to get in there with Melee, give it a whirl?
Rick is even saying no.
No.
No, any guys? No. Wow, look at that.
Give him a headlock over there.
She scared everyone away. No one wants to fight her.
Woo!
Yep.
Meow.
I'll say it first. I ain't fighting.
What, Melee?
He doesn't have what it takes, and he's not a sports person.
Oh,
you know
Jim?
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, you could kick Jim's ass.
Probably, yeah.
He's a sore loser.
Yeah, you outweighed me by four counties.
Hell for you.
Okay. Why don't we take a break?
So now, guys, are you going to wrestle?
Security code red. Code red.
How about the guy from Planet Java?
Yeah, right?
Why doesn't she wrestle?
Who?
Her. She's tall. I can teach her how to wrestle.
Do you want to wrestle?
Well, is that your boyfriend? I won't get naked.
You don't have to get naked.
Just wrestle?
Just let the naked woman beat you up.
Well, why don't we take a break and we'll figure this out.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
We're catfighting on the Opie and Anthony Show. Stay there.
Opie. Anthony. 1027.
I know the breakdown. Everything is going to shake down someday. I know the breakdown. Tell me again, am I awake now? Maybe you can find the reason that no one else is living this way.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Hello, Columbus.
Welcome.
What a way to start a new market, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland, second day for those guys at Extreme Radio. That was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I'm still stunned.
I hope we described it well. We just did some catfighting. It was amazing.
Well, we got a videotape and pictures, and that'll go up on the website, and you can... You could look at home.
Oh, that'll be later on tonight. We'll give out the websites after the next break, okay? Because we're trying to get pictures up there right now. Jim, is that mic on?
I don't know. Is it on?
Yeah, that's on.
I'm taking off, so I just wanted to say goodbye. Have a great time at the road show. I'll be in Vegas with Dice. But
I know.
Take ass time on Saturday.
Damn.
We're going to bring catfighting to the all-day road show at the Stone Pony, I think, on
Saturday.
Have you
go in the parking lot. Rattle.
Because it's unbelievable. I mean, it's one thing to have it on the radio. You got to see it in person.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Because these ladies, I mean, they're serious about it. You know, it's not just fooling around like, oh, let's get naked and
It's weird. Right at the beginning, they're a little more lax than you'd think they'd be. And then before you know it, one of them does something that pisses the other one off a little bit. And then they start going. And the hair pulling, the punching, the biting.
The sweating.
The sweat. Is the monitor off out there?
Monitor's off and programming note for Saturday.
Huh.
It's a go. Cat fighting on stage.
At the road show.
Holy ass.
Nice.
Stone Pony this Saturday. We're expecting a lot of people from Philadelphia to come up. Of course, the New York audience.
You guys in the other markets are S out of luck on this one. But it's an all-day roadshow at the Stone Pony. It's going to be unbelievable. Doors open at noon, I believe.
Melee smells like Trenton, New Jersey.
Like a blimpy restaurant.
Stinky had the field, Mike. And he was not happy about it, man. You were catching some wafts.
Oh, it was disgusting when it hit the mat and the air would just come up.
It was wafting.
Yes.
That was disgusting.
It was wafting. Who's going to mess with Melee, though, now? No one.
Nope.
She is serious about her catfighting.
Isn't that big chick out there doing?
Yeah, we're going to go back out in a second. We just need to take a breather and kind of get some fresh air.
She smells like Luca Brasi's vest.
The other thing, Anthony, I got to remind people at the roadshow this coming Saturday, we have a wet T-shirt contest to end all wet T-shirt contests.
Yeah. Going to be a good one.
We are going to give away $1,000 to first place.
Where'd we get that?
$1,000. We got to thank Whipped Cream Bikini and MafiaMob.com.
All right.
For sponsoring the wet T-shirt contest.
A grand.
A grand for the lady that wins the wet T-shirt contest this Saturday at the Stone Pony.
That ought to bring in some ringers.
And then we got the cat fight. We have so. You guys know. The road shows are legendary. Oh, yeah. And just announced.
Yeah.
Dickie Betts.
Dickie Betts? The Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers?
He's going to do some acoustic songs for us as well.
All right.
It's shaping up to be a great road show.
Cool.
So, the nerds are playing. I know. It's just going to be amazing.
I'm going to put Earl in the donkey booth.
Earl's going to be in the dunk booth. We're going to have a lesbian pool, right?
Yep.
It's just insane. We're kind of going with a little festival with our road show this time around.
Is that what it's going to be?
There's going to be a little something happening over here, a little something over here. We're going to have the stage. We got the ocean right there.
Owenea-palooza? Something like that? Oh, my God. I just got this injunction from them saying not to call it that. Anytime you put a palooza at the end of anything, you get an injunction.
Hey, our buddy Roy's checking in from Dallas.
Hello.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Roy, how the hell are you?
Hey, I heard y'all last night. I'm the only one that called y'all from Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard the show last night in Dallas?
Yeah. This old Russ.
Hi, this is
Tiffany. That's Russ Martin. That's what we had to put up with.
Oh, yeah, you're listening
junk to it. Like that.
Well, listen, Roy, tonight on the show in Dallas, you're going to hear catfighting.
All right.
Oh, wait till you hear today's show down there. You're going to love it. Let me tell you there, Roy.
Hey, old Ron and Don walked off the show Friday.
Why? Friday?
Yeah, they got mad about something.
Goddamn. All right, Roy, no one cares about what you're saying. Roy, are you smoking?
I don't know who the hell I'm talking about, does it?
Roy, are you smoking pot?
Yeah.
Goddamn. Smoking that whack in the baggie.
Uh-huh.
All right, Roy.
Hey.
Yeah.
How come I ain't never on the radio when I turn it on? Y'all always cut me out.
No, we don't cut you out.
Maybe. Yeah, let's do it on that. Someone does.
Maybe the radio station's cutting you out. Why would they cut out Roy?
I guess we talking about the people down there.
Smoke weed
every day. They don't
want
to know that Don and Ron's fishing get fired. Everybody down there knows.
All right, Roy. Roy, maybe you just pass out before your time comes on air.
I watch it. It comes on at 11 to 2 down there.
You watch it?
I watch and listen to it, too.
All right, Roy, we got to go. We got more catfighting.
All right, bye.
Listen
to
that.
Bye, New York.
All right. Let me go to Martin. Martin, what's up?
Hey, Opie and Anthony, what's up?
What's up?
All right. Hey, listen, I got a question for Opie.
Yeah.
How can you even let that woman whip your butt, man? You would have enjoyed it.
Me? She wasn't after me. She was after Anthony.
No, she was after Anthony.
Yeah. Get out of here,
dude. Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, I want a piece
man.
Of that, right.
Well, look,
yeah,
why don't you put
my dream
on
come
you?
True to have her beating the crap out of me, ass D F tool jerk off snot crap dick jerk.
Let's why go. Would I like that?
What? You don't find that hot and sexy?
Guy, oh, what? You're not gonna beat you up and stuff?
Oh yeah. Ooh, I want that. Having a smelly 52-year-old lady on your back.
Oh, stop, Opie. I'll have to crank one out right here if you keep talking like that.
Yuck. In a coffin. Me crab.
All right, we got to get out there and see if we get some more catfighting going.
And listen, guys, don't all come running to my mother effing defense either next time she steps up to me like that. Okay. Not one person stepped up to help. She's standing right in front of my face like really ready to go wild.
She threw water at you.
And no one said a word.
No.
No one even walked. Everyone's quiet and backs away. Leaves me to the wolves.
All
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean to demean wolves like that. All right, man. Let's get back out there.
All right.
It's a very professional thing, so I got to unplug my mic here and plug it back in.
And I got my mic.
All right.
All right. Is this thing on?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I don't hear myself.
Hey.
So.
I don't either.
Yeah, we must be on. I think the headphone jacks aren't
oh, there we go. Now I hear myself. Okay.
Melee. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Come all here. Right. What's going on, Melee?
And we wanted to give it to one of the audience people that were here, but I don't know who, so I'm going to leave it up to
oh
you.
Oh, my God. Look, he's touching her.
I gave it to you.
He's got his arm around her.
So it'd be fair.
Okay.
Smell like
thank
ass.
Thank you, Melee. I will give this video to, yeah.
Okay.
There it is. File it. Okay, what do we got going on out here now? Who is this hot thing?
Hi, who are you?
Hi, Melissa.
You're here for the Moms I'd Like to F contest?
Yes.
You're a mom?
Yes.
How old are you?
24.
You're 24. How old are your kid?
Two.
Let me do some complicated math.
Wow.
Wow, you don't look like a mom.
No, oh, my God.
Wow.
13.
You look
like you're 13.
She is hot. Where's your husband? Oh, that's...
Hey, what's up, man? How
what's
you doing?
Right? Yeah, we want to talk to you. Okay.
What's happening?
Thanks for bringing your piece of...
Dude, nice. Here. Nice score. How'd you hook up with her?
You got lucky.
Yeah.
All right,
wow.
Cool. Well, hang out for a minute, because we're going to do a little cat fighting, then we're going to take your pictures for the Moms I Like to F contest, okay? And we'll get her pictures up with the rest of the contestants.
Right.
She is a guaranteed finalist.
Yeah, that's finalist.
Let me tell you something, Anthony. I'm going to go out on a limb. She is guaranteed to win a prize.
You think guaranteed to win a prize?
If not the trip to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, you're going to Myrtle Beach. Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Rick.
Guys, check out some of the remnants of the last fight.
Hey, what is that stuff?
That's wow, look at that. There's like clumps of hair all over the catfighting.
Any gray?
Matt.
Yeah, the girls are pulling each other's hair out.
And a lot of spots, that's all I'll say. A lot of spots.
Spotting?
There's a lot of spotting.
On the sheet.
No, there's a spot there, spot over there. Okay, Stinky, why don't we talk to our next competitor in the catfighting?
We only have like a short mic cord. What a mess. There you go, Stinky.
Are you a professional catfighter?
I am a professional. I work with Tara.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Down at the dungeon.
Yes, it's the dungeon.
What's your specialty?
Yeah.
What's my specialty? Edge play.
What's that?
Knives? We had a girl on the show that got turned on by having a knife, like, you know.
I know a lot
dragged,
of like
dragged
that.
Along her body.
I know
it's
a lot
some of the
of
best
like
audio
that.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just like, really freaking out about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'm very good flogger.
Flogger?
Wait, what's the
whipping?
What's the edge thing? Because you said it's not...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, it is the knives.
Edge, razors.
Oh, razors.
Razors, do you actually cut people?
Maybe you should come find out.
No, maybe I won't.
Anthony, I cut. I cut, okay?
Yes.
But you've never catfight?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. This lady, I don't think she's ever done anything like this in her life.
Nope. Hi.
And why are you here?
I came to watch.
But now you're just going to get involved. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
They called me out. It's,
what the hey ho?
A tall girl coming at it.
Yeah, how tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot.
Have you been in any fights?
Only with my brothers.
Really? Oh, grew up with brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be good.
All right. And what's your name?
Kim.
Kim. And what's your name again?
Ariana.
Ariana.
Yeah.
All right.
Ariana and Kim.
And once again, Ariana has the grandma pajamas on. God.
All right, if you ladies would both step into the ring. And, uh-oh. Oh, my God. They're squared off, and let's, what, Opie?
On three, okay? It's Kim and Ariana.
We'll just give it the bell.
They're staring at each other. One, two. And they're off!
There they go.
All right, Kim is,
Kim, tried the takedown. Ariana got on her. And now Kim's on the bottom. Wow, Ariana's got her in a scissor thing and kind of did a reverse move. Ariana's trying to get out of this hold.
Ariana's outweighed in this match here.
Definitely a difference in weight class and size class. Kim trying to get back up on her feet. Ariana on her back now. And they're trying to, they're both up now, trying to get the other one down.
Kim is the Andre the Giant of catfighting.
Oh, my.
Oh, Ariana is holding her own, though. She's on top of tall Kim right now.
I like that move Kim did. She spanked Ariana when she had the opportunity. All right, hold on. They're off the mat. Let's separate and get back on the mat.
I believe Ariana won that fall, Anthony.
You think so? Got her out of the rings.
Ariana, how are you feeling? Pretty good?
Great.
Okay, and Kim? Kim, how are you feeling? You've never done this before.
I'm okay. I'm a little out of breath.
Hey, by
the
way,
competitor.
By the way, you don't want to get naked. That's okay.
No.
But you could get her naked just for us.
Are you cool with
okay.
that?
Okay, yeah, she's cool with that.
Let's rip her clothes off.
Hey, what happened to the Fox News reporter? She's seen enough? Oh, there she is, way back there.
In the corner.
She doesn't want to be on film at all, Anthony. Okay, here we go. They're going to square off again. It's Kim and Ariana. Yeah, she's real cool with you ripping
Ready?
Off her clothes. Trust
Let's
me.
Try.
One, two,
okay.
three.
And they're off.
And, oh, wow, Kim going right for the clothes now.
Kim is just ripping at Ariana's clothes. Ariana's trying to flip Kim.
Wow, now she's going for the bottoms.
Yeah, there's nothing. They're kind of just
Kim. A lot of power, but not really the skill. Ariana got Kim in a chokehold a little bit, and now
Ariana's biting Kim's hand.
Wow! All right. Oh, she's got her top now.
See, this is what happens. Then they get pissed, and they realize it's real.
Yeah.
Kim is trying to rip off Ariana's top.
That is some tough material. Uh-oh, a little leg kick. Now they've parted. They're kind of breathing heavy. They're circling each other, trying to catch some breath, and now back in the clinch.
Ariana is getting her top ripped right off by Kim.
Yeah. There it goes.
It's down to her black bra.
The crowd very happy with that move.
Oh,
the wedgie. Oh, the power wedgie.
She's going for her
body. Kim gave Ariana a power wedgie.
They're fighting pretty good now. There's
oh, my God.
Kim is on top of Ariana. Ariana's holding her own, though.
Yes,
well.
Ariana doing a great job, but that power wedgie had a hurt. She looked like Celine Dion in that jumpsuit with the big camel toe.
Okay,
that was pulled up pretty tight.
All right, Ariana's down to just black panties and a black bra.
No,
yeah.
What's going on in there? What's going on in there?
They're exchanging phone numbers.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait.
And Kim has Ariana down. No, but Ariana squeezes out of it. There's clothing laying all over now.
Kim is red all over her back.
Fighter.
Uh-oh, Ariana in some scissors. Kim looks like she doesn't really, not affected by it. No. Ariana is now on Kim's back. Trying to get her in that half Nelson.
A lot of. They're having a hard time breathing at this point.
Yeah.
Come on, Ariana.
Uh-oh.
That could be a dangerous move.
That was
Kim
a good
is trying
move.
To pick up Ariana.
No!
Ariana is now on Kim's back.
Riding her.
She's riding Kim.
Yeah, fall backwards.
All right, break. Let's get back to the corner here. Hold on, we got one more
round.
That
was
round
a draw.
Here. That was a draw. One
that
more round.
That round was a draw.
I don't know if Ariana is going to make make the belt for the third round, Anthony.
No.
Stinky, is Ariana going to make it out?
What?
You want a substitute or are you going to make the third round?
Can't put in a fresh substitute? What are you, insane?
Well, Kim
what about Kim?
Kim's a lot taller, though, Anthony.
Doesn't matter.
She's out of shape.
She's out of breath.
Kim's a lot more out of shape.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
No issue over here. I've beat guys much bigger than me.
Really?
Much bigger than me.
Okay. Well, what is Tara saying? Get
no,
up here, Tara.
I've beat guys a lot bigger than me because when you're small, it's hard to get you in a hold and you can squirm out of it.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I've beat guys that were like 6'3", 250 pounds.
Hey, Tara.
And the other thing is I'm double jointed all over my body and I feel absolutely no
yes,
pain.
You are.
So even if they get me in a hold, it doesn't bother me. I mean, if you put a leg scissor around me or something, I don't feel nothing.
Really?
I feel no pain.
Hey, Tara.
Yeah.
You're a very hot lady. Could you lose the grandma pajamas? It's
the
just
grandma
not. Yeah, it's
but
just.
But I'm not wearing any panties.
It was never a problem in this place.
If you could get me a pair of panties, I'd take them off.
Well, where are those black things that?
Those had a big pocket in the front.
All right, Melee's going for some substitute
panties. This is show.
Okay, Ariana and Kim are going to go at it one more time here.
All right, let's get back in the ring. They've had a little break.
Ariana has just a black bra and her black panties on.
Ariana has one round. The second was a draw. Here's the third one.
Third and final
Kim
round.
Kim could tie it up or Ariana could win. They are back in the ring. And let's rock.
All right, here we go. Kim and Ariana.
Oh my God. They spit water at each other.
Okay.
Wow, what a brutal move.
Kim is getting really pissed.
Oh. Wow, Ariana took Kim down.
Big. Ariana won that hole. Come on, stand up.
No, she's out.
She's choking her out.
She's out of the ring. Out of the ring. Ariana won that.
Break.
She won that fall.
Why? It's out of the ring? Yeah, they win?
That's what we did. All right, hold on. Okay, you guys. This
no,
is...
that just fell out of the ring. They have to end it in the ring with a pin or a submission move.
One. This is for the win, okay? Look at your legs, man. All the bite marks and the red. Damn. All right, here's Ariana and Kim.
Ready?
This is for the match, Anthony. They're sizing each other up.
Ariana. A few kicks going in now.
All right, they're still standing. We're waiting for a flip or some kind of...
Oh, wow.
Whoa, okay.
Real battling going on now.
Yeah, they're both... It's,
very...
They're both
very wily.
And
squirrely.
Whoa! Okay, they're down on the mat.
Off the mat again.
Kim is trying to pin.
Okay, they're back on the mat.
Oh my God, look how red she's getting.
That's hysterical. Ariana's on Kim's back with a choke hold. They're getting really tired now.
Yeah.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Ariana's got her in a choke hold, Anthony. It could
tap
be
out if you want to tap out.
She's out.
No.
Yeah.
Give it up. Wow.
We might have to call this match a draw.
Yeah, I'm calling it a draw.
She won.
No?
She won.
Wait.
You bitches are crazy. Jesus Christ.
She totally won that match. Much bigger than her.
Hey, who won that match? I don't know. It was a tie, right?
No, it wasn't, because the first one I won. Second one we drew. You're saying that we're drawing ever since, and I won.
We can't be paying attention to a score.
Hey, Anthony, Ariana.
You're supposed
won.
To throw people around.
Ariana. The winner.
We'll give it to Ariana.
All right. That looked like our last contract negotiation with Ken Stevens, didn't it?
What does the mom think?
Oh, I'm very proud.
No, this mom.
Ariana.
You thought Ariana
the hot
won?
Mom.
Yeah, the hot mom was getting her pictures taken for the Moms I Like to F contest. Well, you guys, let's hear it for the Cat Fighters today. That was awesome. We got some great video and great snapshots. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.
Wow. Anthony, Sam Adams. Oh, yeah. I love the Sam Adams. I'd be drinking one if we had some in the fridge in the office. Unfortunately, we drank all of our Sam Adams supply. These guys send us about three cases a month, three or four cases, and it's gone. It's only the second. We went through four cases in 2 days. We got a problem. At that rate, we're going to need a lot more cases of Sam Adams. But I did hear tell that they've been delivering some Sam Adams to Ron and Fez.
Oh.
We drank Ron and Fez's too. 2 days, six cases of Sam Adams. We definitely need some form of counseling. Sam Adams, we're going to have to send someone out. We love it. We drink it here on the show. And if you want to declare independence from boring beer without taste, get Sam Adams this 4th of July. Sam Adams.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
Go away! And I want to say to say.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027 is our phone number. What a day, what a day, what a day, Anthony. Pat wants in real fast here. Pat, what's up?
Pat.
Yo, Pat.
This is Matt.
Matt. Oh, Matt. What's up?
Not much. Calling from Cleveland.
Yeah,
it's
right
a long
on.
Time since anything like this has ever been in the air. Got to tell you, it's been the best freaking time in the car that I've ever had.
Look at that. Just trying to help out on the commute home.
I want to thank you guys. Made me laugh. Almost hit a car, but not. And like I said,
we got
time I had in the car for a while.
Hey, we got a lot more stuff coming at you, Matt. So thank you.
Thanks again, man.
We greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Early support from Cleveland, Anthony.
Jesus.
Listening on Extreme Radio.
Isn't that great?
We've been on in Chicago for 2.5 weeks on one call.
Well, when the hell are we on?
In the middle of the night.
We'll learn them.
Catfighting rocked.
That was cool to watch, man. And we got the videos and pictures, and I hear they're going to be at the road show.
Yeah, we're going to have a catfighting thing going on at the road show at the Stone Pony this Saturday. The thing about the catfighting, though, it starts off, they're kind of like, oh, this will mm-hmm. be fun. By the end of it, they get really down and dirty serious, and they start getting really pissed off at each other.
I know, because one of them will do something that upsets the other one, and the other one's got to retaliate, and then the other one feels more pissed off. And before you know it, they're really ripping at each other.
Right.
Fun.
During the commercials, the Fox News crew ran out of here. They've seen enough.
They've seen enough.
The reporter was completely horrified.
You know what the best part is? They were supposed to be done. They interviewed us before the show.
Right.
And then by 4 o'clock, they were going to just wrap up. They got an hour of footage of the show. That's it. They stayed until just after 6.
Yeah.
And
the reporter was hiding in a closet because she didn't want to be in the background of any of the shots.
I know.
And more camera crews from Fox were showing up because we hear rumors that they're all fans of the show. And, you know, you hear catfighting on the radio and you're a camera guy for a TV station. You can tell your boss, look, man, I gotta make sure they get all the shots.
I know. They have more cameras than a shuttle launch over here. I swear to God, it was just bad.
And then during commercials, Jeremy, the program director here,
mm-hmm.
he introduces me to this guy. And he's the photographer for Time magazine. Did you see that?
Yeah, I met him too.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Time, I think, as early as next week.
He was loving it.
He goes, I have a great idea because he has to, you know, get a photo of us for the article.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, how about you guys wrestle? I'm like, we're not wrestling. And then he got pissed at me because I'm like, we're not wrestling.
No, we're not going to wrestle.
And then he's giving me a look like, no, you guys will just go like this.
How about no?
How about we think of something else? He's like, no, just into the camera.
How about we just take a picture? Put it in the magazine and be done with it.
Be done with it is right. All right. Should we get the ladies in here to say, you know, say what they have to say and get their plugs out of the way?
Get their plugs, wrap it up.
Dan's saying that was a huge tease. Dan.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much, man. I just want to say, those girls were a big tease.
Why is that?
Why?
Because, man, like, you didn't describe them that much, man, and it's like, we're not there. You guys get to see all that stuff.
Yeah, you know something? It's still fun.
Yeah, you got to use your imagination.
And if you want to see it, you can go to the website. It's not a pay website. It's, you know, you just go to WNEW.com. Check it out.
Yeah, and foundrymusic.com. FoundryMusic.com. Dan, it rocked. You didn't hear the grunting and the screaming and the... It was
unbelievable. Yeah, that was awesome.
All right.
Me and my buddy sitting here in my car cracking up.
All right, then it wasn't a waste of time. You had fun.
I knew it had one of my...
All right, Dan, thank you.
All right, no problem, man.
All right, bye. Let's go to Graham. Graham, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Graham, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Kim, where are you, Kim?
Kim,
I'm good friends with Kim, and I'm kind of like, you know, disrupted by this. She dogged us out.
No, she did a great job. She was against professionals.
She look how tall she is.
She's like 6 foot tall, but she did very well. She's exhausted outside the studio right now.
I could imagine. I've wrestled with her, like, little play fought with her a little bit, and she gets going, but come on.
Right.
I'm a guy.
All right. Thank
all right,
you.
Listen, downpour.com. Go to Downpour.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Guy getting his plug in. Get out of here. Trev from Connecticut's noticing that was the first exaggerated car crash call from Cleveland. Thank you. The last call we just got from Cleveland. We love when people exaggerate and say they almost took out a pole.
Right. Let's go to Matt.
That
Matt,
old gag.
You're next on the Opie and Anthony Show, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just started listening a week ago. I'm tired of listening to the news, and I wanted to hear some rock, and I hear the Olsen Twins song last week. And a couple of minutes later, I hear the Adult World commercial. What a combination. I'm driving home without having a steer.
The universal sound of the boner.
Thank you, Opie. Matt. I think that was a compliment. I'm not really sure, though. All right, Rick, let's get the ladies in here.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
We'll wrap up the cat fighting and
let them give their plugs. God, that melee.
And here they come. Ariana.
There she is.
Who won the second the second match. You did very well, Ariana.
And, of course, melee.
Thank you.
We were hoping to see you topless, but it didn't happen in the second match.
Yeah, maybe next time.
And that's Tara.
Tara and Dan.
Back in her sexy clothes.
60 fetish films.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gave me one of her films, Brawling Babes.
I would have brought one of my Crystal films, but I haven't got my talent copy yet.
You ever do you do the bondage, and I know you can't do the sex and bondage in once, but you'd ever do the regular sex pornos?
Actually, I just branched off into some more mainstream stuff. I just did my first hardcore with my husband for Big Top Videos, and that is called The Case of the Three Screwy Redheads. He plays a private detective.
A private dick, sure. And I'm sure he probes all of your cases.
Yes, good.
A porno with a story.
I have to have motivation as an actress, you know? I have a predicament.
How long from the beginning of the movie till the first money shot?
Probably like maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right. That's acceptable.
Yeah.
Hey, Tara, can you give us a fake O?
A fake O?
Yeah.
You're an actress.
You're an actress.
Well, my orgasm, my whole body shakes, so it's more of a visual than it is a...
Well, just like
I could give it a try.
Yeah, a little fake O. You're an actress.
Yeah.
I want to see your acting skills.
I play myself, though.
You're very sexy. Yeah.
Well, I would need some stimulation from some motivation from Ariana.
Oh.
All right, they could team up and give us a little fake O.
Yeah, she's a little acting motivation, Anthony. There's nothing really.
Is this going to be a group thing?
dim the lights a little for the girls, so it's a little better. It's pretty bright in here.
Ariana,
that's better.
Helping her relax.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ambiance.
She kind of got,
Ooh.
That'll work.
Oh, yeah.
This is just all fake.
Even
Anthony.
I'm getting turned on. Jeez.
Oh, let me turn off this mic over here. Okay. Tara? There you go. She's just giving us a demonstration of her acting skills.
Yeah. Working it up.
Yeah.
She's a pretty good actress because that really sounds authentic. That's good. Well, just,
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Anthony, there's a demonstration of a little acting.
She was shaking like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, she was. Look, see, it was all fake. Look, she could just talk normally.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that okay?
Yeah, that was excellent.
I can't say it on television.
No, on television or radio. Television, radio.
I've christened the chair. I got so hot watching those cat fights.
Right. CB, walkie-talkie, nothing can get through like that on any broadcast.
Let me go to Pete. Pete, what's up?
Yeah, you guys got to give a little more description of what's going on because you got new listeners and they don't know what's going on in your studio.
I think we called the fight.
Pete, what's different about the show, though, and the other markets will understand, we explain as much as we can, and then we have a website where you could go later on at night and check out the pictures and the video for yourself. All right, and that's how you fill in the blanks.
You got to use your imagination.
All right.
Put it this way. Right now, I'm on the phone, and my hands are not on the gear.
All right, Pete, thank you.
Everyone driving with their genitals.
Hey, you should have to pay
for that. He's got one of those hands-free phones, Anthony.
That must be what it is.
Of course.
You can't even say J-O. You can't even say
J-O.
Hold on. Oh, sorry, you can't say that either.
No, you can't say that. And there's nothing illegal about that, Tower. Consuelo, what's up?
I have a problem with you all. I mean, what do you have against black people? Every time...
Whoa, where'd that come from?
What do you mean, where they come from. I mean, you always plan those little things from Blazing Saddles. I mean, how stupid is
Blazing
that?
Blazing Saddles is a very funny movie.
I don't care if it is funny, but you don't have to disrespect us like that. We are highly intelligent people, and what makes you think that you're more intelligent than us?
Who said that?
You never said that,
You're looking too deep into this.
No, no.
We're Every having
time I tell you, it's in this, in that, who's climbing up in the tree. I mean, come on.
Who
that
said
is
that?
So ridiculous.
Hold on, Consuelo.
Who said
never
that,
said
Consuelo?
Please, don't even try it.
Consuelo. Oh, Lord, he's desperate. Do what he says.
No.
Do what he says.
That's from Blazing
Saddles. Like I don't hear you making fun
Consuelo.
Of your people.
Consuelo.
You make fun of our people all the
Whatever.
Time.
Consuelo, where are you
what?
Calling from? Where are you calling from?
We'll, I'm calling
we'll discuss
from
this.
Philadelphia.
Nigga, please.
Like that.
Like this is sound
it's
effects from movies and whatnot.
Consuelo,
Whatever.
What are you talking about? Like what?
You better have them stank women up in your place rolling around, and you're going to disrespect us. You don't see. I bet you there's no black women up in there
Excuse
doing that.
Excuse me
stank
while stuff. I whip this out.
We have black women up here all the time,
Whatever.
Consuelo.
Whatever.
Come on, how about a good old
just
nigger
think
work
it's
song?
Wrong. It's just not right.
What's wrong?
You're making it seem like we're ignorant and we can't spell our names and we don't know 1 + 1.
We never
wow.
said any of that.
What show are you listening
yeah,
to?
I'm
listening
Please.
To
your show. I mean, someone told me to listen in and I listened in one day and I was like, I don't believe anyone listens to this crap. I mean, all you do is talk about black people like we're ignorant.
The next man makes a move, the nigger gets it.
Yeah, very cute.
What? We didn't even say anything.
Very
What's cute?
Cute.
What's cute, Consuelo? We didn't
know,
even say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
You don't have to get it. You're ignorant.
Oh, I guess so. I
guess
know.
So. I don't know.
What? Hey, don't make fun of me.
Shut up, dummy. Shut up, dummy.
Oh, that's cute, too. A little Sanford and Son action.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Very funny. I mean, you all can't find anything better to do? You have any other
Spear
cute ones
checker.
You wanna,
what?
You have anything else cute you wanna do? In
there is no racial bigotry here.
That's nice.
I do not look down on niggers,
Very
tights,
nice.
Wops, or greasers.
Very nice.
Spear checker.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You are too much.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'll challenge. I live you every day. I'm much more intelligent than you two.
You're ditzel. Charcoal briquette. A moving on.
Goodbye. I hope your show bombs.
Nigga, please.
Let's all go home and find a nice white woman to make love to.
It's not so much that I want to kill her. It's just I want her not to be alive anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about, Anthony. Tim, what's up? Tim. Where's Tim?
Hey, Tim, what's up, man?
Tim.
Yeah, she's saying you guys are, saying that African Americans or blacks are ignorant or whatever. Only ignorant people are going to get offended by this.
She listened one day. She doesn't
I know
even
what
really
she
know the show.
Listening to.
Yeah, she's obviously. Sorry, I'm at work.
Right,
she's obviously ignorant. If she's gonna get offended by it, because it's just a joke.
You got a call coming in. All right, thank you. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Yeah, shut up, you stupid whore. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't want any rule.
Wow, Matt.
Wow.
Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black. I listen all the time. You had like a whole show about this once. You were talking about Polish people, Chinese people. Chinese people do suck. But like a whole bunch of different kinds of people, you know?
Jeez, man. All right, Matt. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. I don't understand why he had to say that about Chinese people.
Dock that chink a day's pay for napping on the job.
Yes, sir.
Anthony, Antonella, what's
Hello?
Up? Yeah.
Antonella. Hi. I called in a few days ago. I love you guys. But anyway,
what was wrong with Antoinette?
Oh, I don't know.
Why are you, like, putting a few names together here?
My mother made it up. I don't know.
Antoinella. There's a book out there with plenty of names to choose from. Why do you got to make up your own?
Because she's dumb. I don't know.
All right.
But I always tell that lady to shut up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you a fine African princess?
No, I'm white.
Oh,
why
would
you assume that she was...
My God, Opie, you're terrible.
No, because you make fun of white people all the time. I listen to you, like, every day at work.
Holy ass. Your name is Antonella and you're white.
Yeah. It's in Italian. Actually, I'm Sicilian.
Well, that makes sense.
Close enough.
People think I'm
I'm just kidding.
But...
I'm just kidding.
They think you're mulatto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. I mean, I don't call him... My boyfriend's black, so...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Your dad must be happy. Sicilian father.
He hasn't met him yet.
What?
he hasn't met him yet, so.
Oh, he hasn't met him yet?
And why not, Antoinella?
I don't know.
We have some audio of your father finally meeting him.
You're Ditzel. Charcoal briquette, a Moulignan.
Tony Soprano, everyone.
Me crab.
Me crab?
Me crab.
All right, Antoinella.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
You're a girl.
My God, when will people realize we goof on everything in this place? Jesus Christ. Yeah, him too.
Hey, okay, who needs to get plugs in here?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We all do? All right, why don't we start with the Melee, who came in first.
Okay, here? I speak here?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we wanted to invite anyone and everyone to the cat fight that's going to take place July the 28th at 7 o'clock at the Den of Iniquity. It's 164 West.
She gave that the...
Oh, my.
Phone number. What are you, crazy? Give out the phone number. 212-229-2149.
Yeah.
212-229-2149.
Wish somebody put this retard out of his misery.
Get the address. And, of course, we have private one-on-one sessions with dominant mistresses and submissive ladies and wrestling matches. One-on-one and private cat fights. Mm-hmm. And movies and all that jazz. 212-229-2149.
You're coming down to the road show to do
yes.
some cat fighting?
Sure, why not?
You guys are going to be the biggest hit of the road show.
Really?
It's going to be unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can advertise it also on our website, which is catfight1.com.
Okay.
If anybody wants to get more information
all
on
right.
that.
Thank you.
Sorry, ladies. She used up all the plug time.
Oh,
so
man.
Wait.
TheDenOfIniquity.net.
Okay.
Mistress Ariana.
Mistress Ariana.
Ariana.
I had a good time.
We
I
like
hope you guys
her.
Had
You're all right.
Oh, we had fun.
You had fun? We didn't disappoint you?
No, that was very cool.
I hope we didn't disappoint the audience.
I like Hell most no. of the ladies here, Anthony. Right?
Yeah. Oh, we got to take a break.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Ben holding up the break sign, which means...
Did she get
break.
Her plug in and she's with
she
you?
She didn't get her plug in.
Yeah, what? She needs a plug
wow,
in.
Wow, the mommy's in here.
All right, well, let her get her plug
this
in
is,
first.
Mistress Lexa, and I'm inviting everyone to the Den of Iniquities party July 20th.
Yes,
Saturday.
S&M party on the 20th.
S&M party on the 20th. Call for information 229-2149.
Meet all of the dominant ladies at the Den of Iniquity.
Woo!
Admission allows you 5 minutes of play with the mistress of your choice.
Nice. Can you finish in 5 minutes? You know, if you're a guy?
No, you got
none of that? Leave
guy.
Your own stuff?
No, that entices
and
you.
Yeah, that's not what it's about, Anthony.
No, of course not.
Nudge. The hot moms in the studio, the only mom that came down for our Moms I'd Like to F contest for today.
And the winner of the contest. I got it.
Look at her, man.
Wow. Yeah, come out this way a little bit.
Ladies, let's do you see. Think she's hot or what?
Yeah.
Woo! Wait, turn around. I want to see the tats again.
Look, she's got a little butterfly tat. Wow, that's some great work on your shoulder, too.
That's really nice.
Very nice.
What does she do for a living?
Yeah, what did she...
Stay-at-home mom.
She's a stay-at-home...
She's a stay-at-home mom.
If you ever want to make extra money as a dominatrix, just give us a call.
You have a very promising
career. Look at a mom meeting a dominatrix, Aunt. Who knew?
Wow.
This is nice. Everyone's getting along here.
Is that what you're wearing for the pictures?
I already took the... I wore my outfit. I came in and this one.
And this?
Yes.
Very nice.
I can't show anymore.
No, not really?
That's okay. We don't pressure you. We saw enough today. Trust me.
We saw through the hole in the bathroom door when you were changing.
Did I say that? She's got a lovely, lovely body and a real nice face, and her pictures will be up on WNEW.com as part of the MILF contest.
Yes.
And Kim brought in a chocolate poster for Rick.
Oh, Rick. Oh, look how hot Johnny Depp looks.
Oh, you fag. We'll hang that up in our office, of course. Right next to our Britney Spears poster. Anthony, let's take a break. We'll play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Very educational program.
And we'll do that next.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. We're going to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show in just a bit here. The guy from Planet Job is here, Anthony. One of our sponsors.
Yes.
What do you think of the cat fight? I forgot your name.
Larry.
Larry, that's right. I'm sorry, Larry.
I'm a little bit shocked, actually.
I was gonna make believe like I knew your name and call you dude or champ or something, but I figured, you know what? I might as well come clean and just say I forgot.
Dude, champ.
Hey, champ.
Hey, pal. Don't call me champ, pal. I'm not your pal, friend. All right, buddy.
No, that was disturbing. Melee, was it?
Melee, yeah.
She's a freak.
She's a 52-year-old freak, sure.
That was just bad. That was just
and
ugly.
She needs a shower.
I think I need a shower after watching that.
Yeah. The cat fighting was cool, though, right?
Yeah, it was great. Hey, I just wanted to stop down because you guys, like, doing such a great job getting the Planet Chava stuff out there. But one thing is kind of, like, really bothering me about, like, the tremble.
Yeah.
You guys talk about the tremble and how much caffeine it is.
Yeah.
And I still hear stuff on the street. Like, you know, oh, I drink Red Bull when I go out and I need to get my energy drinks. Red Bull is for girls. I mean, lose the goddamn
skirt.
All right,
so if you want to get girls, get Red Bull, what?
No, I'm not saying you drink the Red Bull and you get the girls. I'm just saying people say, oh, yeah, this has so much caffeine. Tremble kicks its ass.
Yeah, Tremble has insane...
121
amount of
Tremble's
caffeine.
Great, and you could smoke it in a crack pipe, and it really gets you going.
Well, you know, you mix it with a little 151, and you call it a cyclone. That's what the college kids are doing.
With the Tremble?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you know
what? Four-man speedball.
Yeah, you know who else is doing that Tremble is up to the parents.
Yeah.
Like the moms, you know, they come up to the tasting booths, and they're like, give me the Tremble. I'm like, no, this drink was designed for college kids.
Right.
And they're like, no way, I got to chase after these goddamn brats, and they're all over it.
Right.
So I'm just saying, lose the skirt, drink the Tremble.
All right, thank you. Larry from Planet Java.
There he goes.
Now it's time to play What Do We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show, Ant?
Very educational.
Let's go right to the phones and start with Steve. Steve, what's going on?
Steve, what's up, champ?
Hey.
I learned that Opie can count to 10 on an old broad, like the 200-year-old red oak.
Opie, again, guessing
Maylin's
age merely by looking at her taint.
Thank you. I really didn't want to show off my skills today, but Anthony forced me, and payback is a bitch.
Me crab.
That's right. Let's go to John. John, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, I learned all in air worse than Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah, we learned that.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Very good, man.
All right, F. Lewis.
All right, thank you. Dan writes, I learned that $2 is a fair price to charge for seeing a horse die on the backstretch.
Yep. And that horse's name? Jack Lemmon.
Dave, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
All right, I learned two things today.
Yeah.
First, another name for an African-American is a charcoal briquette.
Oh.
And secondly...
Only funny when Tony Soprano says it, my friend.
And secondly, white women can have a black name as long as they're Sicilian.
All right. Thank you.
You guys are great. Thanks.
All right. Bye. See, we use characters. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I learned today that Melee's taint smells like Trenton.
Like Trenton?
Yeah.
Very right.
Very good. Let's go to Sean. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Today I learned that Melee's intimates look like someone took a London Borough, put it in a dryer, ran it through a cycle, then emptied the lint trap.
Wow. You paid attention.
Have a good day off. I had to write that down. It was way too long.
That's good, though.
Enjoy your day off, fellas.
Hey, thanks, man.
He's prepared.
The show will still be on the air tomorrow with some really, really good stuff to get the other markets caught up in.
Mm-hmm.
Mike writes, today I learned that Keep the Cop's Ass is still just as disturbing 24 hours after the first time you see it.
Yeah.
Dan from Hoboken, I learned air guitar is passé. Al Mack, today I learned that O&A are extreme retards and they're worse than Alien Ant Farm.
Yes, look at John from Brooklyn. He learned any W van needs new wipers. Where else are you going to learn that? But right here from Earl.
Sean, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
Hey.
I learned more affiliates equals no more C blocking.
That's right.
And if Earl quit, NEW would be down a shoogie.
Oh, my
Jesus,
God.
Man.
Me crab.
What happened? Kevin.
O&A, radio rulers. Listen, you guys want to know where we put those pictures of Keith the Cop?
Yeah.
All over the locker room in the precinct, son. Listen, I learned two things today.
Yeah.
Number one, hot moms can make great dominatrixes.
Nice.
And number two, I got to tell my wife I'm working Saturday because I got to make it to this road show down in Jersey.
Yes, you do.
At the
Stone
Pony. Man, I have to hear about their t-shirt contest, man. I'm there.
Yeah, Stone Pony. Thank you, man. An all-day road show. It's just been announced. Wet t-shirt contest. First prize, $1,000 thanks to whipcreambikini.com and mafiamob.com. Also, catfighting will be happening at the roadshow at the Stone Pony this Saturday.
Yes, catfighting. I'm going to love it.
Let me go to Tony, see what he learned. Tony, what did you learn on the show today?
Two quickies. I learned the new hairstyle, Donahue in a headlock.
Uh-huh.
And I learned Tara is one hell of an actress.
Yeah.
Home run, boys. Very good.
First day for Columbus. I think we just spoiled them. Warren learned that there's a Paul in every city. Just give it time.
Oh, hey, that's really good.
Yeah. Paying attention.
Someone from somewhere, I learned that One will wrestle for an XFL football, but won't wrestle for Time Magazine. Jersey Gary, I learned on the show today how to make everything okay. Sleep next to the pods.
Sleep next to the pod.
And Opie's new nickname is the Amazing Taint. Ray writes, today I learned what a white tiger looks like when it falls falls on a chainsaw.
It was a snow leopard, but we'll let him slide.
Anthony, our final qualifier for the Moms I'd Like
Check
to
F
contest okay. are now up on WNEW.com. What's her name again?
Her name is Neo. She's going by Neo.
Neo, okay.
And I learned that a stay-at-home mom, none more hotter.
Look at this lady. Look, winner.
Wow.
Winner.
Look at Stinky come running in. Stinky was cheering me when I was posing her.
Wow. Wow. Kazowie. That's the last girl to qualify for the contest. The voting is going to start later on tonight. You have to go to foundrymusic.com. FOUNDRY music.com. There should be a link on WNEW for the voting as well.
Rick.
WNEW.com.
Yes. Is she laying on the wrestling mat?
Of course she is.
Little advantage for her there. And Rick?
Yes.
Did you ask her to pull the bra straps off of her shoulders like that?
I didn't ask her. I did it for her.
Oh, look at you. Helping out the show. Wow, that works. It's very functional for this contest.
I thought it was, you know, I'm published. I got to keep the reputation.
Rick?
Yeah.
Did you pull down her skirt also exposing her ass crack in that shot that her bra is straps her off the shoulders?
I may have suggested one or two things she do to enhance her look. Sure.
Okay.
Very nice. Yeah, I know. We have a minute left in the show. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned that if you want to get your point across, you should call the comment line multiple times, reminding them who you are.
Yeah.
And every call from a new city sounds like an old Farley bit. You know that afternoon show?
Yeah, I know.
They suck. All right, Stinky Rolls, guys.
All right, cool.
Stinky
Rolls. I look forward to playing more complaint calls tomorrow, Thursday on the show.
Yeah.
Pete, what's up?
Yeah, I learned today that all black women like to blame everything on the white guy.
Yeah.
And that ain't fair.
All right, thank you.
Man,
how does this turn into such a racially heated program sometimes?
Anthony, we got to go. We're going to take tomorrow off, but the show will be on the air with some really, really good stuff, especially for the new markets. It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, so really fast, make sure you get a homemade wow sign on your car. If the ladies feel like it, they will be flashing you on the highways all day tomorrow.
Holiday
all
wow.
Day. The new market's going to take a little time, but trust me on this one. It works like a charm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow stickers or wow signs on your car, homemade ones, and see what happens.
And Melee's peach smells like Luca Brasi's vest.
Very nice. With that, thank you. Hi, New York. How
hey, New
you?
York. What's up?
God, did we spoil Columbus today?
You know something? I think we did.
They're going to be like, wow, that... Those guys are, like, the greatest radio show ever. And then, like, Thursday, we're going to suck really bad.
We'll give them one of those really crappy shows right. that New York is so familiar with. You guys know the shows we're talking about.
They're going to be like, what happened?
Where's that show I was listening to Tuesday?
Right.
Because this show sucks.
Yeah, you can't start out with a show like that for a new market.
Yeah, I know. They're going to get spoiled.
Anthony, Earl wrote a note to me. Sorry for the long copy. Air check this, please. Thanks, Earl.
Me crab.
How many pairs do we have?
Oh, you could do more. How's that?
The door is slamming open.
All right, we have four pairs of tickets to see the WWF Too Bad to Broadcast at the Nassau Coliseum on Saturday, August 11th, before they go on sale. For the first time ever in New York, a combined WWF, WCW powerhouse lineup is in store featuring stars of both federations. This will be the only New York WWF show of the summer. Get your tickets this Saturday, July 7th, and come meet Mick Foley at the Nassau Coliseum box office beginning at 10 a.m. Tickets will also be available through all Ticketmaster outlets. Earl, you effing tool.
What do I do?
Take you 10 minutes.
You go to where and talk?
I don't know. If you want to win WWF tickets for the Nassau Coliseum for Saturday, August 11th, give us a call. We have four pairs of tickets to give away only to the New York audience. 212-757-1027. Yes, Anthony? Oh, nothing.
Okay. We leave with...
We leave you.
Oh, real fast?
Yeah.
The road show Saturday is going to be insane.
Yeah.
All day. We got a lot of things set up. It's right on the water. It starts at noon, and who knows when it's going to end. Wet T-shirt contest. This is really important. If you know any hot ladies, make sure they're down there. Mm-hmm. First prize in the wet T-shirt contest. Unheard of, Anthony. $1,000 cash.
$1,000.
Cash. We're going to have cat fighting. We're going to have a lesbian pool, a dunk booth. It's just going to be insane. Dickie Betts is going to play for us. The Nerds are going to play for us. Anthony's old band's going to play for us.
Rotgut live on stage once again.
All right. So make sure you show up Saturday. Park Central Hotel.
Opie, did you know this? Two mob hits and the home to Jackie Gleason. Only a few of the historical reasons.
Earl.
The Park Central, New York and Manhattan.
And sorry to interrupt you. Earl.
Yes.
Why the long copy? No, I'm serious. I'm not even joking this time.
That's the short copy.
That's a spot.
I don't even know what I just read.
That was the short. I had to. That is as best as I could edit it down.
Earl, it's a book. Look at that.
What's it?
No, I'm serious, man.
I understand that, but I told you, I edited it. That's the short copy.
You feeling sick today?
No.
Stomach all right?
Meat crap.
Actually, no.
What's wrong with your stomach?
It's aggravated, as usual.
Yeah, okay. All right, take the rest of the day off. All right?
Meat crab.
Meat crab. Love the meat crab. You going to take the rest of the day off, Earl?
No.
Look at it. It's Happy Earl. Look at that nice
Earl,
big smile.
If you want to, you know, hit one of us, just do it.
He ain't going to hit nobody. Look at him.
You all right?
I'm fine.
All right. Rich Voss will be at the Roadshow Saturday. He's calling in to tell us that. We don't have time to talk to him, unfortunately. But he'll be there doing a set at the Stone Pony Saturday. Anthony, go ahead. Sorry. Park Central. Yeah. It's
Park Central,
Jackie
New York.
Jackie Gleason used to stay there in mob hits, right?
It's Manhattan's most infamous Midtown hotel. The Park Central, New York, recently spent over $65 million in renovations, making it 1,000 rooms absolutely perfect for business or pleasure. Park Central, New York boasts Cafe New York. With floor-to-ceiling views of 7th Avenue, a fantastic place to host your business lunch or bring a date for dinner. Yes, the Lobby Lounge is the place to be. Check out happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. It's warm, inviting, and usually includes a lot of stewardesses. Yeah, bring on the sexy stews!
Earl, shake his hand.
Well, I don't know. It's all good fun.
Shake Ben's hand, Earl. There you go. Look at that. Okay, good. Everything's good now, right? You're part of the team. Okay.
All rooms fully equipped with data ports, conferencing features, and more, just in case you want to do some business while you're there. Location, location, location. Smack dab in the middle of it all. Surrounding restaurants include the Carnegie Deli, Bang Bang, Russian Tea Room, and, of course, Hooters. Park Central, New York, right downstairs from the wonderful plush WNEW studios. You got to love this place, so book a room at the Park Central, New York Hotel this week or weekend, or enjoy Cafe New York or the Lobby Lounge. Just go. It's an awesome place to be. And when you... call. Don't forget to ask about their summer room rates starting at just $149 a night. So don't wait. Call them. 1-800-346.
Oh, God. Did Earl write this copy, too? Sorry, Earl.
1-800-346-1359. That's 1-800.
Why is Earl leaving?
346.
The door slam is killer. The door slam.
Dude, he just did it again. He went and slammed the production studio.
Make sure he doesn't break anything.
We're
building new studios around
phone
here.
System again.
1-800-346-1359 or log on to their website at parkcentralny.com today.
All right.
He's also, you know what else he's really mad at? The dunk booth comment. He refuses to go on the dunk booth.
I'm fine. We'll find.
What?
Don't worry. We'll find other people for the dunk booth.
I got 20 ready to go.
Anthony, tomorrow's the 4th, so everyone, you know, enjoy their day, right?
Yes. Happy 4th of July. Nothing. Rick is just showing more pictures of Neo, contestant number 14 in the Hot Mom contest. All of a sudden, you refresh the page and more pictures are being added.
Why not? Make sure you vote for the mom you'd like to F starting tonight on foundrymusic.com. See, we don't have to spell it for the New York audience. They already know it.
Yeah, everyone else is retarded.
What's happening now?
And then everyone's just laughing at Earl.
Earl's just so pissed off right now.
Yeah, let's get Earl in here, make sure he's okay. We can do a little more.
Earl.
Anthony, Earl. Thursday we start up in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento.
Check out these call letters. Remember when we went down to Mississippi because we wanted W-O-N-A?
W-O-N-A.
Which is a real, you know, real call letters for a radio station?
Yeah.
Sacramento's call letters that we're going to be on?
Yeah.
K, because they're west of the Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
K,
X-O-A.
O-A.
Extreme O-N-A.
That's right.
K-X-O-A.
The best call letters.
That rocks. No, it's not better than K-U-N-O.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And also...
those would be great call letters.
Anthony, you know...
Welcome to the...
You know, every once in a while, we tell people we always win in the end?
Yeah.
I got a great story for Thursday. I'll tell you this much. We don't have enough time right now.
I know.
The guy who fired us in Boston, mm-hmm. who was the Terminator, who actually fired us, just gave his approval to hire the Opie and Anthony show for a radio station in syndication.
Nice. You learn, you bastard.
Details coming on that. Earl?
Yes.
Why? Why slam the door?
Earl, those doors are like $5,000 a piece, man. You'd be working here for about 362,000 years to pay it off.
Why did you slam the door? What's bothering you today? Why are you upset?
Because I warned everyone that the copy was long.
It was long.
It's copy.
Okay.
I understood it was long. Copy.
I acknowledged it was long. I said it wasn't your fault. I was just, you know, a little frustrated.
Speaker for the future, it's the year 2058. I'm still paying for that door. The hinge done snapped.
Earl, I understand it was long. I wasn't blaming you.
Yeah, it was just long copy. Or actually, not even copy.
It was a contest folder.
It was a contest folder.
You all right?
I'm fine.
You all right, man?
Yes.
Want a beer or something?
No.
Want a little, you know.
What the hell is that?
Huh? Want a little pot?
No.
Some H?
No.
No? Want a hug?
No.
No hugs?
You want some?
Me crab!
Any me crab?
Earl, you know how this works. We can't leave the radio until you give us one of those smiles.